And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, it's Tyler with John, as always. Here I am.
Except for two episodes ago where I fucked it up royally.
Well, no one remembers that.
Dude, I gotta, you know what well, it doesn't matter for us, because it, like, okay. But, like, YouTube had that guideline thing that came out recently where it's, like, if you have profanity in the first, like, minute or something, it gets demonetized.
Oh, really?
So, like, now I'm thinking through myself, like, oh, crap. Because, like, it was really strange because I watched a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
So, it's hilarious. Like, you notice, like, oh, yeah, the first half of the video doesn't have any swear words in it. Like, people have started bleeping it out and, like, being conscious about it. It's really strange.
I feel like more often than not, you swear within the first minute.
Me personally?
I think so.
I just did. That's why I'm bringing this up. I'm like, I probably shouldn't do that.
Whatever. We're on. So what does it do? It just demonetizes. So it doesn't matter.
I think so. And I, like, for the life of me, can't understand, like, what the purpose behind that is. Like,
well, a lot of the time it's because people that advertise don't want to be maybe associated with, like, foul language.
That's fine. But, like, shouldn't it be up to, like, the advertiser to... Well, I guess, like, they don't have a choice, right?
Well, either they do or they don't, or they just check off a box. And maybe it's so broad. It's something like no profanity and nudity within the first 60 seconds.
I feel like you should be able to, like, if you're an advertiser, and I'm not even going to pretend like I know how any of this works.
Yeah.
But you should be able to, like you said, kind of filter, like, what you want. Like, do you want completely clean content?
Yeah.
And then... your videos just get ads based on what people selected.
Who wouldn't want that? Maybe D brands would want who cares? Let them swear. But, like,
yeah, I don't know if you're, like, promoting a game or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Like Doom. Maybe. Like let's say you have a Doom advertisement. Sure. You don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If they're swearing, you probably encourage that.
Do you think, but, like, think of all, like, the other stuff that you see on a daily basis where it's, like, Sleep Number beds.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, you're right.
Disney Plus.
What about, like, Game Fuel or something?
Yeah, even Game Fuel. I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, here's the thing. If you're putting it on there,
okay,
and you're like, all right, we want to hit as many people as we can, primarily kids.
Sure.
Then I would assume it's just like, okay, no profanity.
I feel that. It's all about your target audience. So if you're like...
it's always the younger generation, right?
Advertising Mountain Dew... all those Mountain Dew drinking kids who play Call of Duty are saying the F word. So
they're saying, like, worse things than that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
I say this to everyone, dude. I learned all of my swear words through Modern Warfare 2's lobbies. Like, that was
I think you're right.
Yeah, dude. That's where you learned so much of the street education.
It's not even the words themselves. Well, some of the words for sure, but, like, it's the combination of words were, like, allowed, right? Like, oh, you could put the F between, like, you use it as, like, bread, and then you just put whatever you want and then end it with another F.
So creative. Yeah. I mean, that was a different time, man, when you really felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no protection.
What was it? Bulletstorm did some really creative swearing when they first came out.
Bulletstorm?
Yeah.
Like, which one's that?
That's the one with, like, the whip, and it was like a pinball game, but a first person shooter pinball game.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you get points for killing things certain ways. Yeah, yeah, it's fairly old. But they
what console?
Xbox 360.
360. Yeah. Okay. I never played that.
They did a remastered already, and they just announced it for Quest 3, I think, or Quest 2 or whatever. So it's going to be VR now.
Oh.
But it's basically like, you have a whip and you have a gun, and then you have, like, all these, like, hazard environments, and you get points for killing people in weird ways. So you could just shoot someone in the head, get a headshot, get 100 points.
Right.
Or you could kick them in the nuts, grab them with a whip, slam them on the ground. They pop up in the air, slow motion, shoot them in half, and then kick one half into some spikes and then other half off a cliff and get, like, 1,000 points.
That's messed up.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
But they had the lines of, like, I'm going to kill your dick. And it's like, what? Like what? Like, that type of humor.
Oh, my God. It's written by a 12-year-old.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well.
I'm kill your dick.
That was another game that kind of made me learn some things.
Oh, wow,
that you tried to bring into the Call of Duty lobbies, and then you were just laughed at.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
That kind of gameplay reminds me of Burnout. Revenge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves Burnout 3, but Revenge is the one I played, and they had this one mode where you literally have like a crash car, and you like there's different stages and stuff, but you like jump off a platform and like there's just a bunch of traffic and stuff and cause as much mayhem as possible.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome because there would be like environmental stuff where you could like collapse a sign onto the freeway.
Yep.
And then like, oh, if I hit this bus here, that's going to cause a complete jam, like a 500 car pileup. And then you'd like search for like oil tankers and stuff. It's just like blow it up.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. Dude, games used to be so creative, man.
Yeah. Like, it was just dumb fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have like Forza and stuff and Gran Turismo, which I think are necessary for the genre, like the realistic. And I know that Forza kind of branches off into like Horizon where it's more arcadey, but like Burnout, dude, was like, that is like full send arcade. Like you have a boost. These cars aren't even real. You're going like 500 miles per hour. You're like crashing each other into like buildings and
you don't
and
have
stuff.
To go too far to like find something to do or do like, no it cool was things like it's
there's no story yeah. It was just like I think it just opens up if I remember correctly and you just start racing, which I know Forza does too, but it's like they're trying to implement a story in Forza now. It's like no one cares about
I
that.
Like Forza I it's just I love Forza isn't as arcadey as I want it to be. I want one more level to burn.
Yeah, like Burnout, dude. Yep. It was so, dude, that game is, I think it was on my top 25 list because that was just such a, like, the soundtrack Burnout was amazing. It was so creative where it's like you have to, you know, you can take out other people while you're racing. Mm-hmm. And then, like, there's like, depending on how you take them out, there's like different style points or something or like achievements that you unlock. Like,
yeah.
There's like one called an alley-oop where you crash someone into someone else who, like, goes off the road or something. It was like crazy. There's all these like trick shots, I guess.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
Huh.
Yeah, that was a great game, dude.
I played the remaster. I don't think it was Revenge though. I think it was just Burnout Paradise.
Oh
and,
yeah, yeah.
And it was like a remaster version, which was similar, but I think they had like the crash mode and different things. But it was good.
Yeah, yeah dude. I don't know. That series kind of just fell off. I don't know what happened to it.
If you know, we were talking, I think, last week about, like, the developers and trying to find out, like, oh, what are they doing now?
Yeah.
Like that. That's one of them where it's, like, every so often a game will pop up and it's, like, from the developers of Burnout. Because we know you like Burnout. Like, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, I'm sure one of the Need for Speeds had Burnout people on it.
Yeah.
Still sucked. You know, like, it's...
It's the thing. You got to find out who was, like, the lead director.
Yeah. It's like what guy sat down in the chair and said, this feels good.
Yeah.
Like this is a good game.
Because I feel like, you know, it's always a team that does it, of course. Yeah. I don't want to diminish the teamwork that's involved in creating something like that. But like, there's always a guy.
Who's the responsible
guy? Who's the
guy?
Dude? Yeah. Who's the dude who, you know.
Who's the guy that on every interview is like, I'm just a dumb guy who's in charge, but not really. I'm just everyone's friend. But then behind the scenes, they're the ones probably cracking that whip of like, this sucks, redo it.
Kicking heads into spikes.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Yeah. No, 100%. And that's where you got to really dig deep. Because you can say, like you said, like you could be like, oh, this guy did work on the Burnout game.
Yeah.
But he's like,
this might be dumb. And I know I keep threatening to burn out or on you constantly.
Careful on this because we've never said anything dumb on this show.
Okay,
so
This isn't dumb. This is a smart thing.
Okay.
I might burn a couple hours on Bulletstorm.
Oh my God.
It's just a weird game. Like, I don't think it's like a...
How can I play? You said it's on PC?
It's on PC.
On Steam?
I'm sure I have it. Like, that would just be something that we could... I'm sure you could play off of my account. I don't know.
It can't be expensive, I wouldn't imagine.
It can't. I'm actually going to look it up right now.
When's the summer sale, by the way? Does that happen soon?
So Steam gave out all the dates for it, so we could always check that too. But yeah, it's got to be soon.
I always get them mixed up. So the summer sale is not as comprehensive as the winter sale, right? Like the winter sale is usually like
so they have
more.
Four. They have like it. They have one for every season.
Okay.
It's fair. Like they're fairly decent. I believe, generally speaking, the winter sale is the best one.
Yeah,
that's not to say like I don't know, man. Full clip edition on the PlayStation is still $60. We'll keep looking. But that's not to say like most games, if they're like a certain price point off on like the summer sale,
right,
it'll be the same price point on winter sale. Yeah,
okay, I gotcha. Okay, but it's just maybe more volume.
Not even necessarily more volume. It's one of those, like, there are certain games, and I'm just talking my ass right now, but like there are certain games that like will not go on sale
until
the winter sale.
Yeah.
So like that kind of thing is like, it's less about like the actual percentage off. Cause way back in the day, they used to have like flash sales. Like I was getting up like 5 a.m. to check out like, okay, which ones are like on deep, deep discount and stuff like that. And they got rid of all that. So now it's like, if you see it on a discount, like they'll change up which ones they're featuring, but like if it's on a discount on day one, it's going to be that way the entire,
right,
you know, sale or whatever.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to log into Steam while I'm talking to you.
No, you're good. I mean, I'm just curious about that stuff. Usually the deals are pretty good, but I always just remember that people were like more hyped about the winter sale. So that's like why.
Generally speaking, but and this is just because I think we went so hard on sales prior years where we just bought, or I bought everything.
You know? You have everything.
I have a lot of things.
And you don't play any of them.
So it's one of those, like, I haven't really purchased anything from a Steam. Like I will buy at least one thing every Steam sale just to have it. But like,
I haven't really either. Like, I don't know, especially like the format we're doing now where we're trying to really keep up with current games.
It's $40. So we'll wait. It's going to be a hold on.
With the current model in which we're doing things, we're trying to keep up with the current games. It's like, I don't really have a need, because obviously the current games aren't really going to be on sale once they flop.
Yeah, but that's the other thing is like by wintertime they are. So that's why like wintertime maybe is like the quote unquote best sale, because all the games that came out during like the spring summer era, winter is really the first time that they are either on like a bigger discount, like more than 10%. Or that it's the first time in their discount because they like came out in the fall and now in winter they're on sale.
Right. However, we have to consider that we want to talk about the games at the end of the year. So we have to have enough time to play it.
June 29th.
Yep. Okay. End of the month.
Yeah.
But we have a game of the year show at the end of the year.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So that's the problem. You have to have enough time to play the games.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Like, but there are certain games like that like Terra Nil, there's a lot of like kind of these third party like indie titles that I think you could kind of like sweep up for fairly cheap towards the end and still get them in.
Yeah. So I know we're going to be talking about video games later in the show.
Yeah.
But I did mention before we started recording that I had some shade to throw.
Is it me or is it?
Not you, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, throw away, man.
So our good buddy, Jeff.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Uh oh.
So I had Wendy's yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
Fast food joint.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Yeah, I've won it once or twice.
Dude, I just had an amazing Baconator experience. You know when like you haven't been to a place in a while and then the stars just align and you just get that? I don't know what it was. It was fresh.
Yep.
It was just amazing. Now, here might be the play, and this is very like theoretical, like we're really kind of digging here for the truth, but I got it with no ketchup, which is an interesting play. Now, I don't like ketchup, but like the thing is like, do they make me a fresh one? Like, I don't think so, because they would just put that on after.
No, they put it on before.
Oh, so they would have to make me a fresh
one. If they prep it, let me put it this way. If it's anything like McDonald's.
Right.
I don't know why I said McDonald's. McDonald's. If it's anything like McDonald's.
Italian hands.
It's pre-done. It's not like they have it like
okay.
So if it's wrapped and they just grab it from the hot tray and put it in there, it might be onto something. Maybe.
Because it's just mayo at that point.
I don't know if people buy enough Baconators to do like McDonald's wouldn't have like bacon egg and or not bacon egg like bacon burgers just chilling there right? Like they would wait until
they'd have like a Big Mac.
Big Macs they would have on tap. They would have like double cheeseburgers and stuff like that.
Baconator's a number two, and I would imagine that has to be one of the most popular items. So I think they would have those on deck.
You do the triple meat though, don't you?
I just did a regular Baconator this time because I wasn't super hungry.
Is that one?
That's or two. That's two. Two patties.
So a regular is two now.
Regular has always been two.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
So they have a single?
Yeah, you can get a Sunna Baconator. So I think that's probably what you're referring to. Yeah, I don't know. It should function the same way as like a Dave's Hot and Juicy, where you single, double, triple. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. I don't know why
it's
they
literally
it.
That. Add bacon.
Yeah. No. Look, you're preaching to the choir here, dude. I don't know what to tell you, but
do they put mustard on that?
No. Mayo, ketchup. Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
No ketchup though, but yeah, I agree, 100%.
I like the ketchup.
I don't like ketchup.
Ketchup mayo.
I don't like ketchup, but I am really becoming a mayo guy.
Yeah.
So I was at the casino a couple months ago. I think we went for a Steelers game actually. So my ritual is to go down to the casino first.
Place all your bets on the Steelers.
Place all my bets on the Steelers. They inevitably lose, but you know, I'm happy at the time.
You never bet on your home team. I learned that. That's betting 101.
Here's the problem, and you're 100% right, but I want to cheer with the crowd. I don't want to be that one guy who's like happy when everyone else is sad. So
it depends if you're always happy though or always sad.
But then you share in the misery, and then I can start complaining to the guys next to me. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, this team fucking sucks. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but what if the people were just like, ah, this team sucks so bad. That's why I bet against them, and now I just want a lot of money. Yay.
Yeah, and then everyone hates you. That's
I don't think people would hate you.
I don't know.
It might jump you later.
That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't be out of hatred. It would just be out of like greed, maybe.
Out of principle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I usually get out of the casino, and then I'll get like a bite to eat, and then we just walk over because it's like right next to each other. So I was having fries. I was having a burger and fries at Flipped in Rivers Casino.
Okay.
Hashtag sponsored.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I did this, but I think the person I was with maybe was telling me to try it out. Did the mayo, the fries dipped in mayo, and that's the way, dude. I think that's the way.
It's not like it's not bad.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just like, do you really want like
better than mayo ketchup?
Yeah, but if you look at the ketchup calories and the mayo calories,
oh no,
that's
not even
like
if we're talking health. I mean, dude, the fact that I'm getting a burger and fries, it's already over.
Okay,
so
we
gave up on that day. Yeah,
there's already over, and there's I'm going to tie a cinder block to my legs and
well,
take
dude,
on tomorrow.
You're the same way as me. It's like if I'm in the ocean,
but I
might as well just get my cinder block backpack on.
I may as well ruin tomorrow and the next
absolutely,
day.
Absolutely,
well.
Dude. Yeah. I don't know. That's the problem. That's why we're both so careful about getting that first bite.
It's
because that's
but once it happens, it's done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's the apple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the all knowing out. Like your eyes are open at that point, and then it's over. Anyways, that being said, Baconator with mayo, fantastic.
Yeah, so and take that, Jeff.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Okay,
Jeff's not a big fan of Wendy's for whatever reason.
Yeah, he hates good food.
Right, and so I was telling him, I'm like, dude, Baconator is just on the next level. Like. I feel like, and we've talked about this, but I feel like Wendy's burgers might be right up there as the best fast food burgers.
Yeah, if you're, the board. If you're taking Five Guys out of the equation,
especially
I
if you're taking fries.
Yeah, I think Wendy's is the best burger.
I agree. Yeah. So it's like, and then the fries, like, I won't say the fries are the best, but the fries are not bad at Wendy's.
Fries are great, and you add a Frosty to it. Like I was saying the other day, like it was just like, what I want in this moment is Wendy's fries with the Frosty.
See, I think his problem is he's not a big Frosty guy, and he's not a big fry plus Frosty guy. He doesn't understand.
Yeah, well,
combo.
If you don't like that, it's kind of it's like
exactly. So that's a big blow to the.
I don't like sushi, so Sushi Bob is just not a great restaurant. Right. I think,
dude, you can. I mean, you can get it. Well, I mean, the other stuff's not great, but
yeah,
you can get it. That's what John does.
He ate sushi last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He ate a lot of sushi. And all the
tends to happen at that place.
All the significant others were starting to shove sushi on our plates. So it's like Chelsea was like giving me sushi. Like Lindsay gave John sushi. And it's just like that's cool and all, but like I would have maybe picked a different type of sushi.
Yeah, I do.
Like,
I don't get
like
that.
I have to eat your sushi now.
I don't
and
get
it's
that.
Like, and it's like warm and gross.
Yeah, I don't
from
like
the
that.
First. Yeah. Plating or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they're always like room temp, which I hate.
We did find out it's more than four pieces is when they start charging you. That's what the lady said.
What do you mean?
So John
if you
had
leave,
like, yeah,
more
John
than four
had
pieces.
Like five or
gotcha.
Six on his plate.
Yeah.
And she was like, if you can eat two of them, like if it's more than four. So it's like, oh,
that's
the
cutoff.
The mystery is
okay.
unlocked. Yeah.
We're learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, let me wrap up this point here. Sorry. I'm throwing smoke and shade.
Jeff gave us a great compliment on our last episode.
I know.
Did everyone likes
I saw him yesterday, and it was just a little contentious. I think it's all in good spirit. I think at the end of the day, we can respect each other. I hope we can. I respect his opinions on fast food.
Yeah.
I disagree, but I respect it.
I disagree with your ketchup. Like, I think
I understand that I'm a psycho when it comes to that.
Like, psycho.
I think psycho's apt.
No.
Yeah. Dude, the whole world loves ketchup. I live in like the ketchup capital of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not doing myself any favors out here. So I can recognize that. But
does your family like ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else. So it's just you.
It's just me. It really is just me. I don't know. Just never, ever.
I feel like you would be like, were you a picky eater as a kid?
Yeah. I was pretty picky.
Just mac and cheese and like chicken fingers or whatever.
I would say it's that bad, but
my brother-in-law was
decently
like
picky.
He was just like, "I just give me the mac and cheese." He didn't even like mac and cheese. Actually, he would to eat mac and cheese. He would put it on like bread. I remember that distinctly.
Yeah,
make like a mac and cheese sandwich.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Ahead of his time, sounds like actually.
Well, he didn't want to tell my mom that he didn't like the. I think it was like shells and cheese or something, and he was like trying to put it on bread to eat it to just get it down and not like be like, "Hey, I don't like what you're doing for dinner."
Wow. That's a people pleaser right there.
Super nice guy. And wow. Just be selfish and just be like, "Hey,
it's okay to say no."
This is garbage. Yeah. Where are we? Oh, sorry.
Let me wrap this up.
Yes.
We're going to get back on track.
Screw you, Jeff.
No. So he was essentially saying Wendy's is not good. His favorite's Arby's, which is still wild. And then he dies on the hill that Arby's fries are the greatest fry in the fast food industry.
In the 1990s, sure.
I think McDonald's always took it.
Yeah, that's so tough because Arby's has just been so bad so frequently.
He said he's never had a bad Arby's experience, which I just don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah,
I haven't had a good Arby's experience in years.
Arby's and Burger King are the two that I love as a kid. I mean, I was a staunch supporter of their Reuben. I had Reuben. Their Reuben was like my second favorite or something like that of all the Reubens I've had. And it's just so bad now.
Yeah.
Just disgusting.
I mean, I always got like the beef and cheddar. That's my go-to.
That's a good one.
And look, I like the Arby's sauce.
The last thing Chelsea and I got were two beef and cheddars and fries.
Yeah.
And we both said that this was like the biggest waste of money, food. Like we didn't finish. Like it was just like,
no way.
And I finish everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's just some things that are so bad that I'm like, what am I even doing?
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So anyways, that's the contention. I think a poll needs to go up. He called us out a little bit. He said, we don't have the guts to put up the final poll for the fast
food
fries.
Arby's and
McDonald's, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. McDonald's wins that. That's
not know, but I was telling him, I'm waiting for us to get to 1 million followers.
Yeah.
So that I can just bury him.
I mean, that's going to be, what, 2 days from now? 3 days, depending on the...
When this comes out?
Yeah. We have to look at the...
Sure.
Trajectory.
might be a little bit.
It's eventually.
I'll put it up. I mean, it's coming up. I mean, if you're listening to this, go vote.
Yeah.
I'll put it up for a week.
Yeah.
I think we all know what's going to happen. I mean, it's just like, you know...
It's not going to be...
It's just not going to be great. This is like the Yankees versus the...
Pirates.
Wiffle ball team.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Nah, that's probably disrespectful to Arby's, but wiffle ball to you.
I'll give them Pirates.
Pirates?
Yeah.
Pirates are not bad this year, though.
Yeah, they say that every year. Every year, the Pirates are some amazing team. They're going to have a winning season.
No.
It's going to be really, really great.
Not every
they
year.
They had a great start, and it's blah, 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 blah. Let's all bet on the Pirates. Let's do the home team. We're all going to win together.
Oh,
and then
they
just fail and die, and it's garbage.
It digs at me here, man.
I'm just saying. They're bad.
Look, I agree.
It's a bad team.
Here's why I disagree with that.
It's a good team. We get rid of them.
Yeah. Here's why I disagree with that. Because the Pirates can beat the Yankees.
Sure.
Right?
If they kept their good players.
But like in baseball, any team can beat any team.
Did you know McCutcheon's back?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Tyler, I watch baseball.
Okay. Well, it's news to me.
Is that like your talking point? Do you have like 5 talking points at Dick's? Like when you go into the office anytime? It's like, how about that Tom Brady guy? And you had to cross that off the list like a year ago.
Okay. That Aaron Rodgers is not doing great.
How about him? He's in New York.
Yeah. Who thunk that?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I bet you do have a
turtle. I did ask somebody where Aaron Rodgers was, and they said New York, and I thought they just knew where he was at the time. I didn't know that he wasn't at Green Bay.
No.
Yeah.
He moved, he got traded.
I learned that.
New York Jets.
Yeah, like why?
There was a lot of drama surrounding that. Aaron Rodgers, I love Aaron Rodgers. John hates Aaron Rodgers, by the way, because he's not a very good person.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not a very good person.
John has a very strong moral compass for people, which at that point, I don't even know how he can like any football players.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm going to leave it there, but yeah, sure. 100%, I was about to get us canceled, but
yeah,
not us canceled. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers is very good at football.
Yeah.
And what was the question again? Oh, why he was traded. There's like a lot of drama in Green Bay. I think he wanted out. That's what it kind of seems like to me. I mean, both sides were like, oh, they didn't even talk to me. And then Green Bay was like, we did talk to you. You didn't answer us. And it's just like back and forth. Green Bay gave him a huge contract a couple years ago. And man, do they regret it now? Because there's a ton of money and they're like ready to move on.
Yeah, but like, I mean, how old? Like, is he the oldest player in the league?
He's got to be close. He's almost 40, I think.
Oh, really? I thought he was like...
I don't think he's 40 yet.
I thought he was way older than that.
Dude, playing at 40 in the NFL is nearly impossible.
I just thought he was like significantly
Because you got to think, like, dude, you're playing against freaking 23-year-olds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that is...
Yeah, he's 39.
39, yeah. So he's not 40 yet. I mean, he's close, obviously. He might be one of the oldest, obviously.
He's got to be. I'm going to look it up right now.
There might be like oldest starter, potentially. Probably the oldest quarterback by far. I would agree with that statement. He's the oldest quarterback because Brady just retired.
Yeah. So Brady was 45.
Right. Which is crazy, by the way. What a...
Jason Peters turned 41.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So he's the second oldest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
Logan Bonner.
You know what I'm saying? Like you start getting into bench players. Yeah. And it's like, I'm sure there's a couple.
Who's the oldest quarterback?
Older so fellows.
Yeah. Tom Brady is still, yeah. So this is all like old.
Yeah.
Blonda. Do you know who Blonda is?
First name?
He's from 1976.
Okay.
Blonde. I think it's like Cher. I think it's just Blonda.
What are you talking about?
Blonda retired from pro football in August of 1976 at age 48, the sport's oldest player ever. One of only two players to play in four different decades, the other being John Carney. He holds the record for the most extra points made, 943. He attempted 959. That's crazy.
That's insane. Extra points. You got to remember, back then, extra point was like not very far.
Yeah.
Still crazy, though.
Yeah.
Still.
Good for Blonda. Congratulations, Blonda.
Dedicated to Blonda this episode.
He's probably not. If he retired in
he's not alive.
48, that's 76.
No chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
Wow.
Unless he's like 100.
Probably not listening to this.
He might be. Possible. There's a universe.
There's a universe where Blonda is actually sitting across from me.
All right. Anyways, where were we?
I don't know.
Got so off track. I needed to say that because that Baconator was so good, and I had to share that with our audience.
I haven't really had a craving for Wendy's recently.
Go out and get a Baconator. If you're listening to this, just give it a shot.
Sponsored.
With no ketchup. If you're feeling crazy,
I can't endorse that. That's a 50% endorsement.
Okay, fine. Dude, I'm telling you, man, Wendy's just hits the spot sometimes.
You can do, like, if you want to not do the ketchup route, but you still want them to make it fresh, just say you want your bacon extra well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I was learning, like, at McDonald's, if you ask for no salt, they have to make you a fresh batch of fries.
Yeah. You could also just say, I would like new fries, please.
Oh, can you really say that?
I don't know if they'll listen to you or not.
See, that seems like very pretentious where it's like no salt. It's like, oh, okay, this guy, I don't know, might be.
You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah,
if somebody is like says no salt,
yeah.
You want me to tell you what happens?
No, you're going to ruin McDonald's for me.
No. So if we were doing it like dinner time or we were doing it like later at night, right, where like the fries would like sit there and people would be like, I want no salt. We didn't salt anything.
I see.
Right? Yeah. So like if we're getting ready to like hand out fries,
yeah,
we would salt it and put it out in the bag and give it to them. If they're like, ah, no salt, we would take like the fries, and if they were like sitting there cold or whatever, dump them in the basket, just dunk them in the hot oil for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Throw them in the thing, put them in the, and hand them out. And that way, when they touch it, it burns their fingers. They let it go, but it's just the outside that's hot. The inside's still
lukewarm
cold.
Yeah. Devious.
Well, look, man, like you're not fooling anybody. You say no salt. It's not because you're watching your heart. If you're watching your heart, you would be not in this drive-thru.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, fine.
I don't even work that anymore. That's been 20 years.
Passion,
I don't
know. Though. There's passion behind that, dude. Okay, I'll just ask for a fucking fresh batch. I'll just be like, hey,
yeah,
salt, but fresh batch.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
I'll ask for extra salt.
Or just go to Sheetz. They make them to order every time.
Okay, one more. I'm still on Jeff here because this is really plaguing me.
All right.
He's saying that McDonald's fries are just salt, and that's just not true.
I think the Arby's fry has a higher sodium count than
that's
McDonald's.
What you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Like I have nothing to back that up, but let me see. Because apparently I'm playing research point, right? I don't know what's going on right now.
I mean, you might be right about that, but I mean, just to say that a McDonald's fry is nothing but salt is just wrong to me. I mean, it is so tasty. You get that crunchy outside, you get that fluffy inside, and we're talking about best version, right?
Right.
So you have to consider that into the equation. Whereas, yes, the best Arby version is fantastic. I love a great curly fry, but like...
And it's crispy. Like, I like the...
It is.
Yeah.
But a McDonald's fry is just... That is... The best form of fry, dude. The straight cut, salted, fluffy in the middle, crunchy outside, French fry.
So here's something. We'll do medium fries. We good with that?
That's a standard, yeah.
117 grams.
That's a lot.
No. That's just like the weight of the fry.
I was like, that is all salt.
Yeah. Sodium. 567 milligrams for an Arby's fry.
Okay.
221 for McDonald's.
Yep.
So more than double an Arby's fry when you're talking sodium. So you can say that McDonald's fries are all salt, but...
I think he's talking about taste because he's very big on like the spice of the
flavor. Well, you and I have a more evolved palate. You know, we don't have to have the flavors bash us in the face or the tongue. It's just like we tend to like the more subtle notes of the potato.
Hey, go back and listen to it. We did a top five fries, like types of fries.
Yeah.
Just overall, not like places, but like straight cut, curly, waffle, those kind of things.
Yep.
The straight cut, I think that's what we call it, the standard cut, whatever title it has. The
vanilla cut.
Is the best. I mean, that is why that is the original version. I mean, you know my theory. I think OG is nearly always the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the reason it was invented. Like, they didn't come out with the curly fry first. That wasn't the initial concept.
What if they did? What if that was...
That'd be crazy. And I'd probably be arguing the other side right now. But it's like that is the most pure and direct line from potato to French fry. It's the straight cut, standard cut fries.
See, I don't think that. I think I guess maybe because like the potato chip would be the straightest line.
No, French fry is closer to a potato than a potato chip.
I don't know about that. Potato chip, you're chopping the potatoes up. The French fry, you actually have to cut like vertically. And
I think it's probably the same, right? You're just cutting a potato in a different way and then frying it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, I guess technically the fries have a larger room for error because you can make thinner, thicker fries where potato chips need to be.
I think of it as French fries because generally you're going to find potato chips in bags and you lose that kind of one-to-one there, whereas French fries are generally fresh.
Uh-huh. And you find them not in bags?
No, like packaged bags, like in a grocery store.
Yeah.
Potato chips.
Where do you find French fries?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm very confused right now.
Don't you think that you find more fresh French fries than fresh potato chips?
Where are you going to find fresh French fries? Fresh French fries don't exist.
What are you talking about?
You either get them in a grocery store.
Go to Primanti's.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but what I'm saying is they're just like frozen. They're not.
No, they're not. They cut their own potatoes, don't they?
Oh yeah, maybe.
100%. Dude, look at the. They have the skin on them.
I see what you're saying. Well, you said grocery store, so you threw me for a loop there.
For potato chips.
Yeah.
Like, you can get fresh potato chips at certain places.
Yeah.
But, like, more rare than a fresh French. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you said grocery store, so my head was in the grocery store, and then you threw Permanis out there. I feel like I got.
I was talking grocery store for potato chips, Permanis for French fries.
Yeah, well, that's apples and oranges. I'm saying if you go apples to apples.
Okay, what is an apple to apple?
You could make the same argument that potato chips are fresher in the grocery store because they're not frozen. They're just in bags waiting for you to eat
them. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
okay.
All the fries are frozen. Yeah. And you have to like recook them and reheat them and whatnot.
All right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Video games.
Anyways, yeah. We're a video game podcast. And what's his name? Jeff Keighley,
yeah.
Summer Games Fest.
Oh, we're going straight to the Summer Games Fest.
What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to get your take on Diablo first.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
We don't have to.
Okay, well, a little foreshadowing for the audience.
Okay, well, no, let's do Summer Games Fest. If we run out of time, we'll talk about Diablo next week.
No, that's okay. I want to talk about Diablo because I have some thoughts.
All right.
Diablo 4
okay.
might be the greatest game of all time.
Oh, no.
And let me tell you why.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Okay, here's my real thoughts about it. I am enjoying Diablo 4. So I'm level like 20-ish right now. Okay. We had a couple sessions and I had a good time. Is the action RPG genre my favorite genre? No. I mean, I personally, and I'm actually not sure if it's the genre or the specific setting in which Diablo 4 takes place. Because Diablo 4, as everyone knows, is super dark, gory, yeah. And Tyler was explaining, like, I guess 3 wasn't as much, so they really went hard on this one.
3 was very, like, 3 was dark, too. There was blood everywhere. It was bleak.
Right, right.
But it was very, like, demon-focused and, like, monster-focused and stuff like that.
Right.
And this is all about, like, sacrifices and humans and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the culty vibe.
It's very wet.
Yeah,
like it's just it looks a lot better. Yeah.
So, with that being said, which I don't mind that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. I think it's impactful. Like, I mean, I've talked about this before when we were like reviewing Dead Space. Like, one of the things that scares me the most—not that this game is scary or anything—but one of the things that gives me the heebie-jeebies, or the creepy crawlies, or the hair standing up, is like the cult like aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
where like people go insane, they start killing each other and pouring blood all over themselves, shit,
making
like
you drink blood,
like crazy shit like that. I hate that, like mm-hmm. that gets me. So, and there's like a lot of that stuff. Like one of the first cutscenes is in this church, where they all go crazy and the priest dies, and I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, and like they're like smiling as they're like murdering people. Yeah, that's always very unsettling.
Super, and especially he's like, dude, I delivered your baby. She's like, stab. Yeah. Like, fuck. So yeah, I think it's effective. I get that.
So real quick, you have subtitles on?
Yeah.
Subtitles ruin all of those so bad.
Really?
Yeah. So this is a pet peeve of mine. It's just because you brought up the scene.
Okay.
But it's a perfect example of like, I delivered your baby. And then there's like a dash or something or a gasp and or whatever. And like you read it before he gets hit over the head, before he gets stabbed, before they attack.
Spoils
so like,
it.
Yeah. So like all of like the cutoffs or like the aha, like, and they, it, like it's all pre- done and ruined, and I hate that. And I hate that on that. I hate it. Like it's happening a lot on like I'm watching the Boys on Amazon. Yeah. A lot of that too, where it's just like they're talking, and then I know something's going to happen just because of the what's it called, the captions, and it bugs the heck out of me. So I got to turn them off.
I think that's a fair point, but isn't there a distinction between closed captions and just subtitles?
Well, these are subtitles. I don't know.
My understanding was subtitles is just the text.
Yeah.
Whereas closed captions are like the gasp,
I think it's still, they're all the same on Diablo. Like it's not.
Yeah, those are baked into the cutscenes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I think you can turn them off in the cutscenes.
It's just off or on.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's like one toggle. It's not like you can like take off like sound effects or whatever.
Okay. I mean, I get it. Like if you're a dev.
Oh, yeah,
you
no.
Need,
if
you need the closed captioning. Sure. Yeah. But I always thought there was a difference between like the subtitles should just be the
yeah, you know, the closed caption is almost like generated.
Yeah, the yeah. closed caption is like jingling
yeah.
music in the background. Yeah. The, you know, the yeah. I don't know.
It depends.
Okay.
It depends. Anyway.
I agree with that point. I think, yeah.
It was that particular scene that just kind of triggered me.
No, I got you. Anyways, I was saying, so I get the overall aesthetic and the premise,
yeah.
right? And the vibe they're going for.
yeah.
And I can appreciate that. But I guess for me, for what I like, I kind of need some brevity from that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I like it's just too much because it's just more, more, more dark, dark. Things yes. are terrible.
Yeah, there is no comic relief. There is yeah. no like even like dark humor. Like yeah. it's just it's devoid of all of that. It's just bleak.
It's too much. Like yeah. I don't dislike it, but it's too much for me to love it. You uh-huh. know, like be like, oh, this is like some people love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally respect that and get that, but that's not me. Like I need for every level you have like that, where there's blood everywhere and you're hitting tumors to yeah. open up yeah. blood castles or something, it's like I need like a meadow with unicorns or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I will say the visuals look great. Such an improvement from 3. I think, you know, thinking back to maybe a big reason why I didn't enjoy 3 was because it's just kind of dated
mm-hmm.
and it was harder for me to get into it. So I found myself getting into this much easier just because it's fluid. It looks nicer. And that helps a lot. And the combat's great. I mean, I really enjoy the combat. I don't think I'm quite at the point where it's all starting to come together. Like I'm actually surprisingly enough, I'm actually excited to get to the end game so I can finalize my build because I'm starting to see like pieces of like, oh, okay, like, yeah, yeah I could do maybe a crit thing here or like, oh, these things kind of stack. So I'm like starting to slowly put these kind of combos together and I'm curious to like, I haven't looked at any builds yet because yeah. I kind of want to like wait and see how much I can figure out on my own and see how close it is to like the meta, quote unquote.
Sure.
But I am kind of getting, so I can see how people are like, okay, the end game's where it's at. So I'm like slowly being converted.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed it so far. I'm trying to keep up with the story. It's difficult, but I'm doing my best. There's a lot of characters.
Yeah, the story isn't like that. It's not like that layered, really. Yeah. It's just like, hey, we need to stop Lilith.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I was going to say Breath of the Wild, but is Breath of the Wild even like a crazy story?
Nah,
or that's
no.
that,
yeah.
It's not like God of War, right? Like it's in there.
Yeah,
like
it's not.
God of War could have been like a movie.
Right.
And yeah, that'd be awesome.
This I don't think could have been a movie. Or right, at least it would right. be a good movie.
Well, from the cinematics, like the opening cinematic, yeah. crazy.
Dude, the opening, so they only have two of those pre-rendered cinematics. The opening one's good. Like it looks good and everything. And it's like, it's creepy and it's just like, oh man. Like,
sets the mood.
Yeah. Man, that end one. Oh, I cannot
I'm
wait.
Excited for that. Yeah.
The Act 5 is easily my favorite. And yeah. it, like as far as like the epicness, the like everything that happens, like it's very, very good. But
I'm excited. I mean, yeah. I plan on finishing it. And I'll definitely keep playing with you. And I think I picked a good class too, which is
I'm happy you went with that. I didn't want to influence you in any way, but the cool thing with the rogue is you can be melee if you want, or you can be ranged. So it gave you a little bit of like a wiggle room there.
Yeah.
I actually started a new class this morning just because I wanted to see like, okay, what happens? And you, like once you beat the campaign, you can skip the campaign and stuff. But it's like, oh, like the entire map is just blank again, and
oh,
it's just
wow.
like. That's a lot. Like
not
you spend all this
that.
Time in the first game and you're painting the map in and you're finding all of the different areas and stuff. And there's like hundreds of side quests and areas to go through and things like that. And then to like start over and all of that is just at zero again feels bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
3 wasn't like that. 3, it was all, well, technically it was, but like, you weren't painting in a persistent map. So like you would just, every time you logged in, it would just be blank, but like, so
it's
what? It's all
blank.
Randomized.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like it's new every time.
Right.
Within reason. This, it's just like, I gotta go through this whole chore again. I was like, man, I don't know.
Yeah, so, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
You make all that progress. There should be a way you can transfer.
Yeah, like just keep the map like painted open. Like I don't know why you would have to gate that. Now, if you wanted it between like a new season and it reset, or a hardcore guy reset, or something like that, sure. But if it's all like into the same regular core mode, whatever, I don't know why you would have to.
Yeah,
do that.
So I'm curious, like, what are your? I know you talked a little bit about this in a previous episode.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts? Like, as a veteran of the series, I know you were very excited for this one in particular.
Yeah, and I still am. I'm running into the current problem where, so I beat the campaign.
Yeah.
The way that they do it is world tier one is easy. Tier two is like, oh, you want a little bit more of a challenge? That's fine. It's usually not worth it when you're going through campaign, but you could if you wanted to. Tier three, once you hit level 50, which is like you don't get any more skill points. Like 50 is like the cap. You get world tier three, and then that's when like better loot drops and all these other things. So like there's a thing in the world now where certain like sections of the map turn red, and it's just raining blood in those sections.
Of course.
Of course. And you go into those sections, and anywhere that like that's painted red, you're fighting demons who are stronger, so you're getting your ass kicked and whatnot, but they drop a special currency that you can only spend in that area, and you find chests throughout saying like, oh, chest of gauntlets or whatever, mm-hmm. and you hit that, and you can get sacred legendary items and like higher tier loot and things like that. So like that's cool. That's a cool thing. But the problem is like the persistent online world thing, while it's helpful for you to run into people and they help you clear something quicker, that's cool. But like the performance still chugs sometimes. Like sometimes you get like rubber banding, or you still get like some stuttering and things like that, that I don't think you would have if it wasn't always online, which is right. Kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just like the build I have currently, I don't feel powerful enough. I looked up a build of like, okay, like what's meta, put that build on, and I feel even less powerful. Like I feel like it's even worse, and it shouldn't be that, because like it's not like I'm missing any specific gear pieces or something like that. So it's like it's just different, and I think that it gives you a little bit more customization somehow, but it's like they trying to without turning you off to the game, but it's like they took a lot of MMO principles and started layering it on top of this action RPG. I don't particularly like that. Like a lot of it's like, I see what they're going for. I see what they're trying to do. You can't really judge it too much, because knowing what they did with 3, in the back of your mind, it's like, oh, they're going to bring all this extra stuff in. So, but like what's there right now is kind of like, do I really want to grind? Like these specific things that are available, I don't really know yet. Like I'm not quite there yet. Like I'm only level 52, but like you have to get to level 70 to get to the next world tier, and then that takes you to 100, and 100 is like the cap. So it's just like I don't know.
You don't have that spark yet that you got.
I mean, I'm constantly thinking about it. Like I'm excited to play it more. It's not like I'm turned off of it, but like when I'm thinking of 3 is my league, right? Like 3 is I sit down and I play it just to enjoy it, listen to a podcast, whatever, not have to think and just kind of go through the motions and do stuff. Mm. This one is very like, it wants you to finish dungeons. It wants you to complete all of these different side things and quests and different things. And that's all cool if you're focusing on one character. But if you want to start a new character, to lose all that progress seems like it just feels bad for me. Cause like, you know how much I am with like collect-a-thon and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't like that.
Retreading.
Yeah. Like, I don't like the fact that like you get these nice clean green check marks whenever you're playing, and then you log out and log back in and now they're all gone type of thing. Yeah. On like dungeons and stuff.
Yeah. So, and it kind of sounds like to me, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe Barbarian's not really clicking with you as much as something else might.
Yeah.
And then you're running into this issue where like you try something else, like, but I don't want to go through this again. Yeah.
That's literally what happened. Is I played Barbarian this morning. I did like the Hellscape or whatever that red painted thing is. Got some cool stuff. Looked up some legendaries. Started understanding like, okay, like there's legendaries, there's sacred legendaries. You can rip a legendary anything in orange on a piece of gear, you can rip from it and then put it on another piece of gear.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an option in the gameplay where you can get like detailed stats. So I don't know if you notice on like your gear piece, and this gets a little in the weeds, but it might say like, oh, 30% crit damage.
Sure.
Right? Well, every one of those percentages on your gear piece is rolled and it's randomized, and it's like, okay, it's 30%. But what happens if you turn on the detailed look is it'll actually give you the range.
Mm.
So you could see if, oh, I got 30% on this, that's cool, but it was out of between maybe 20 and 80%. So 30% in the larger scheme of thing, not that great.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, well, I know that whenever I out-level this piece, I can just demolish it versus ripping that out. Now, if it was an 80% and you know that it was like top of the range, that's when you like rip the legendary aspect out of that gear, imprint it on another piece of armor. And like that part's cool, but it's a lot more complicated and you have to like manage a lot more stuff. Like it's good. It's just different. And when you're so set in your ways with three, it's hard to like you're always trying to make those parallels. Like
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's Whispering Trees. You're doing all these missions for this tree that gives you a cache of stuff at the end, which is exactly what the bounties did in Diablo 3 and stuff like that. So like you're drawing these parallels, but then it's like, yeah, but I kind of just liked how the bounties were done in this versus doing it this way. So I don't know. It's overall, it's still good. I enjoy it. I just don't. Yeah, I don't know if I click with the barbarian per se. But like you were saying, I played the barbarian. I was like, man, I'm not clicking with this. Let me do the necromancer. Play the necromancer. Got to level 10 super quick. And I'm like, I don't want to go through this map again. Because I just finished painting this entire, it's 76 areas on just Fractured Peaks.
Right.
I don't want to do that again.
What if you start a new character with me? Like, and then we go through the...
Well, that's what I was thinking is like, I could just bring in my necromancer with you and it'd be fine. So I'll probably end up doing that.
You wouldn't have the map, but if you have a high level character, it makes it a little easier.
Even some of those things, if it's going through with you and I'm just hitting all of those town portals where I can just jump to the different town portals, that's enough for me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then
so
you can speed run it.
It's not too bad. And like, I could do that really with anybody where it's like, I just jump on with you, Kyle, Nate, Zach, whatever. And it would take maybe like 15 minutes. You would just hop to every single one and I just port over and hit them all.
Right.
And then you're good. But it's like at that point, like why not just have it unlocked?
I don't know.
I'm convinced that as they do like the quality of life stuff, that stuff will become.
Have you heard is like the feedback? Is that one of the major points of feedback?
I don't know. I haven't listened to anything. Okay. The only feedback that I've heard is all balancing stuff.
Yeah.
Like the barbarian was nerfed. So like the whirlwind one was pulled back and like, you know,
that's surprising because we were talking about like the challenge, the hardcore to 100 thing. And I think the majority is barbarian.
That's just because they're tanky. You can build them up where they just
stay solo.
Like you can get, I forget what it's called. It's like, not entrenched, but like something where just you have like shields on, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it. I'm excited to play more with you.
How much more time do you think you would need to be able to adequately score the game?
Because
this is a tough one, right? Because there's you're saying a lot of the experience comes.
I don't think we can really score it until we get one season under our belt. So July, they come out with the battle pass, the season. And normally that's not fair for a game because it's like, okay, well, like a battle pass for a game, it doesn't mean anything. But with Diablo, seasons are such an integral part of Diablo 3. I'm assuming it would be the same in Diablo 4 because it's all about like beat the campaign, end game, that's... And like you even said, like, oh, okay, I can start seeing how I can build these like synergy builds.
Yeah, the campaign kind of feels like, I mean, it's cool.
It's a tutorial.
And people like, you know, people are a fan of the series and I get it. And I think it's cool, and you know. But like a tutorial kind of like we're figuring things out. Yeah.
Yep.
100%. Okay.
Yeah, because like you have to beat the campaign to do the season stuff.
Right.
So it's the whole point is we get you through the campaign. You'll get your mount, which unlocks for everything. So that's one nice thing is I have a mount starting now. But you get your mount, you get the ability to, like, if you make a new character, you make a season, you skip the campaign, you don't have to do the campaign again. It just drops you in the world in Kyovashad, and you just go.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. But like all the side quests reset. So yeah. You do all the side quests and things like that. And like that's easy XP. So like on one hand, it's like, okay, whatever. Like that's just, it's taking you to different sections of the map.
Yeah.
It just seems weird to like.
So repetitive though. I mean, yeah. And I know that, I don't know. It seems like that's kind of the point of Diablo. But like you said, at least it was sort of randomized.
Diablo is the most repetitive freaking thing in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's slightly different. Like, and don't get me wrong, even on the randomized stuff, you can see patterns.
Right,
you can
right.
see how the it's made. But it's not, oh, I talked to this one nun and she's going to do an exorcism. I'm going to do that six times. Like yeah. like I did in my first character.
Yep.
That's going to get old very quickly.
Yep. No, so, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, that's very MMO.
Yeah, and that's what I hate about it, where it's just like you don't need that.
I don't see myself creating a bunch of characters, though, so I don't envision myself having that problem. Although, you said you wanted to play a rogue, so that would stink.
Why?
I hate being the same class.
Same character?
So, yeah.
Even if I'm you're a guy, right? So if I picked a girl and I played like melee, or
I guess that'd help. I don't know. That's a very like stupid thing that I shouldn't care about.
No, I mean,
but
that's
like
fair.
Like in D&D, for example, it's like I like being my own class. Because like my philosophy is I want everyone to have their own thing. And like you said, you can get that, right? Like
yeah.
if you go melee rogue, your function is different. But I don't know.
One nice thing of us both being the same class. I'm not saying I would be the same class, but like one nice thing about both being the same class is if we're going for two different builds, like if you're going for like a range build, I'm going for melee or
yeah.
something like that, because we're both the same class, we get drops that actually benefit each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like while you get like your gear that's unique to you as it drops, you can drop it on the ground, I pick it up, and I can actually use it. Where all my barbarian stuff, you couldn't
right.
care less. And even if you could equip it, it's going to have barbarian stats. So it's going right. to focus on strength, not dexterity and stuff like that. So
yeah.
There are benefits there, and it, like that could be kind of fun, where it's like we're helping each other progress. But that's
right.
also such a niche thing. I don't know.
Yeah, in this grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited to get through it, and there's just so many things I have to play. I was telling you this, like
yeah.
my backlog's crazy right now, and I'm just sitting there on Balloon Tower Defense.
Yeah,
yeah, having a great time. So, Street Fighter looks awesome, and I still kind of want to play it.
You tell me when you get it, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, we can definitely wait on that one. I don't think that's like a must play right now.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe it'll go on sale later in the year.
I mean, a good thing there would be like see what it is on June 29th, whenever the Steam sale starts, and see if it goes
There's
on sale.
There's no way it goes on sale.
I bet it goes at least 10%.
Is that worth it at that point?
Would no, because you can get it for Green Man Gaming for like 15% or 20%. But the thing is, Green Man, you can't return it. So it's like
yeah.
maybe 10% is.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And like, I'm not a fighting game guy. So it's like,
yeah.
I might just hate it. But it looks cool. Like, I just like how it looks. I think it's stylish. I think it looks cool.
Yeah.
I like the character. Like, that's one thing about fighting games that's always been like one of the big draws is like the characters seem to like always be really unique and
yep.
interesting.
And you can understand why people like it. You can
yeah.
can get your head around like, okay, like there is some skill here that is like
bombastic. Oh, yeah. I respect
stuff.
Fighting game players.
Yeah.
They're some of the most skilled.
It's just mind games, man. Like
it's
yeah.
insane. Like I can't even begin to pretend to understand like what's going on.
Right.
Like, so I totally give them all the credit. I am envious of that because I wish I understood and it was better, but it's really tough to get into. For like fighting games, it's like it's like one of those genres that's tough as a beginner. Like,
yep.
where do you start? Like, what do you,
yep.
what do you, like, they're talking about all this terminology, footsies.
Yep. There are a couple, YouTube
stuff.
Videos that do a fairly good job of like,
yeah.
hey, here's how you do your Hadouken or whatever. And it's just like, you just need to do this. You need to
right.
do this over and over and over. And it's like,
yeah,
I get that. But like, you have to really want to sit down and be like, I am going to be a Street fighter
and
type
that,
of thing.
And that's the problem with like MOBAs, right? Like League
yeah.
of Legends, like same kind of thing, like super daunting to get into. There's,
yep.
And that's got to be even worse because it's like 150 characters, whereas Street Fighter's
yeah.
like
yeah.
15.
But even then, like there are some like fairly good like there is some crossover where it's like if you're, I feel like if you're good at Mortal Kombat, you, some of that stuff carries over to Street Fighter or Tekken.
Oh, 100%. I mean, but I'm not good at any of them.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't help me. I mean, I'm not, I've never been a fighting game guy. Like, I played like Dragon Ball Z fighting games, right? Like, which are real fighting games, and like Soul Calibur is probably the closest fighting games.
My cousin's very good with fighting games. Like, he'll kick my butt like constantly, and I'll typically have one. Eventually, I'll find one character that I can like
hold your own.
Yeah, and like holding my own is like I can win maybe 50% of the time or 40% of the time.
Yeah.
But then that's what I have to stick with.
Yeah, I know, that makes sense. But what was I saying? Oh,
you just got a lot of games. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of games. I still got to play Star Wars.
Yeah. But see, that's all part of it. Is like, you know, I got to finish Star Wars. I got to play like even the Aloy's DLC or whatever.
That's not even on my radar, honestly. Yeah. Like, if it's between that, as much as I want to play that and I enjoyed that game, like I would rather try to get more other titles done. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying is like, if I was into, and I am into Diablo, I'm still gonna play Diablo, but like I could see other games creeping in there. Being like, right now, if I was like, I'm gonna play Star Wars instead, I don't feel bad not playing Diablo. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I can't wait to grind for that next thing, because I think I just have this like almost like loss right now where it's like I don't really know what I'm going to be doing in this game, short of just killing random things over and over and over again, slowly grinding. I don't have this like, oh, I know I'm going to be grinding this area until I get this chess piece, and this piece will unlock the next thing. I don't have that, where in D3 I did.
Right.
So it's like all these other games that you were saying, like in the backlog, it's like, yeah, they're starting to look pretty good. Like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, play
some Balloons.
Balloons is just, dude, if you're listening to this and you haven't played Blue Tower Defense 6, you're doing yourself a disservice. This game is so slept on.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Yeah, I feel like there are some things that our podcast is about that we agree on, that we're like, this is like things that we would sponsor.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's just like Blinn's TD6.
100%, dude. Like, I will die on that hill where it's in both of our top 25s all the time, and we get laughed at, and it's like, dude, name a better game. Yeah. I mean, it's so really solid. Anyways, speaking of games, I think it's time to appropriate to move on. So we just did the PlayStation Showcase with our good buddy Jeff a couple weeks ago. Or was that last week? A couple weeks ago. And now Summer Games Fest just happened this week. So we're going to talk about that. So I have a list, similar structure.
Just to level set. Sure. So we are recording on Saturday.
Correct.
Peek behind the curtain.
Oh, boy.
Which means that Xbox has not gone yet. So Xbox is going to be next week. We'll talk about it. But Xbox is on Sunday.
Right.
So if people are wondering why we aren't talking about probably Fable here, maybe Gears of War, I don't know, whatever, but just as a heads up there.
So this will be split into two parts. Next week we'll touch on the Xbox Showcase.
They've got some big shoes
to fill. There's a lot of stuff, but like I was saying, similar format to last time where I just kind of went through it, wrote it down, and then we'll just talk about each piece. If you're good with that.
Let's go for it.
All right, so the show actually started off pretty strong. I would say the first three announcements, decently strong. First one, Prince of Persia.
Yes.
I don't remember what it's actually called. I just put down Prince of Persia, but what are your feelings on this one? / experience.
I really like the look of it.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a cel-shaded, cartoony type look of it.
Yeah.
And it's a side-scrolling platformer-esque.
Right. Which is not what it used to be. So I played Prince of Persia Sands of Time.
Yeah.
Dial of Time, something like that.
Well, they have a Prince of Persia game
that
they killed. So they were working on
Something.
I don't know if it was a remaster, remake, whatever it is.
Sure.
But they nuked that to my knowledge. So the fact that they not only come out with a different one, but it's this quickly is surprising. And maybe just through development, they were like, hey, we have these two going on, and this one's just way better than like the third person, like, you know, run around the world type of
right.
thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I mean, I know you're a side-scroller kind of guy.
It gave me vibes of like the old Nintendo, like Aladdin games and like the Sega ones yeah. and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's like that, the camera pulled back. You see him like jumping around doing different things. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I like it.
Like the original Prince of Persia's were side-scrollers though, right?
I don't know. I only played the one that you're like running on walls and you can reverse time. And
that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was, I actually really liked that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a huge Prince of Persia buff, so, but I'm pretty sure the history of it, like, it goes back pretty far, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal is the Prince of Persia.
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal. When they did a live action, that was...
Oh, yeah, I never even saw that.
He was the Prince of Persia.
Didn't even realize that was a thing.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's not Persian. That doesn't make sense.
Yep. Would not work today.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. Kind of... I'm not super excited about that. I'm not like a huge Prince of Persia guy, but interesting. I was intrigued.
I will be interested if this goes on Game Pass. Because I know that'd like awesome. Ubisoft has some things
that's
in there.
How you get
like,
me.
That'd be kind of neat.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you
it
get
seems
me.
Like a perfect Game Pass.
Put it on Game Pass, and I will be playing that 100%. Yeah, that's a great point. And then we get a big one here, a biggie, Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah,
and speaking of Street Fighter,
yep,
all these fighting games that are being shown, I'm just like, damn, these look so good, dude.
Mortal Kombat is awesome.
Yeah,
like the last from 9, 10, and 11 have been fantastic.
This trailer looked unbelievable to me, like. The visuals looked awesome.
When was the last time you played Mortal Kombat?
Never.
Oh, okay. So, like, you're missing out on, like...
I'm missing. Dude, I am just not... I don't play fighting games ever.
Did you play the DC? Like, the...
Oh, yeah. I played Injustice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know how good the story is and how they actually could incorporate...
Yeah.
To,
yeah.
Take that, but now it's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, same cool. dudes. Yeah. And I could see the similarities, right? Yep. Like...
I think it was 9 that basically retold 1 and 2.
Yeah,
and they like redid it, and they got just bonkers at the end of 11. And then this one is like Ed Boon came out on stage and was just like,
"Yeah,
we're just gonna reset it. We're just gonna, hey, we know that this has gone off the rails, like in a good way. Like they did some really cool like time travel and not time travel, but like multiverse stuff.
Yeah,
and they're like, we're just gonna smooth it out.
Yeah,
here's your roster of characters.
Yeah,
and go
start fresh.
Yeah,
which is that's clever. That's
I love
cool.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then like you're saying with that, for someone like me, encourages me more because like okay, I don't have to like know everything that's happened. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like fresh.
Yeah,
which is exciting. But again, you see all these characters coming on stage. You see people like freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's these compilations of people reacting to it and stuff. So it's like. That always gets me excited, you know, when there's like a fandom. Like when you're talking about Tekken and stuff like that and like the lore and stuff, it's like, oh man, it makes me want to play Tekken. It makes me want to get into it because I see how excited it makes people, right? So I'm actually kind of excited for that. But again, I'm like, dude, I suck at fighting games. So it's,
yeah, but that's the beauty of that is just throw it on easy and go through the story. And like there's enough there. And if it's anything like, I think 9, 10, and 11 all had the crypt. Where it's literally like you're just fighting things to get currency to walk around this like unlocked stage just to unlock cool outfits and moves and all kinds of like they did some really, really cool, fun, dumb stuff where like you don't even have to. I never felt like I had to go online to play that stuff.
And right.
I got my $60 worth, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's important for someone like me, especially. Not that I wouldn't try online, but
yeah.
Yeah,
but you get your ass kicked so quick, man. It's
that's what I'm saying. It's like I can't even imagine. But Jeff was telling me that Mortal Kombat is far and away the most popular fighting game series of all time, which is surprising to me. Not surprising,
popular,
but like
popular in terms of like
I think sales.
Oh yeah,
I think sales.
Sure.
It just outsells.
Like, that surprises
double
me
Street Fighter.
From Street Fighter.
Yeah,
but Mortal Kombat has the extra. This is killing our children, or this is corrupting them. Look at him ripping
dude,
the spine
every time
out.
They say stuff like that, it makes the game more popular.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
I gotcha.
That's why I could believe that Mortal Kombat wins.
Gets that hype.
Yeah.
Would you say that Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat are like the two most popular? I guess would you throw Tekken in that conversation?
No, I wouldn't put Tekken anywhere close to that. Yeah. I love Tekken, my favorite series, right. But I don't think Tekken holds a candle
to
Street
Fighter. I'm trying to think what other fighters there are.
Tekken, and granted, this isn't scientific at all. Like you would have some Tekken arcades at like Romp and Roll or like your ice skating rink or whatever. Yeah. But if you go to like Pizza Hut, it was always Street Fighter cabinets on there. Like
Street
you never
Fighter
saw like
2
a Tekken cabinet. Yeah.
Was like the arcade that was everywhere. Yeah. Okay, anyways, Mortal Kombat 1, excited for that. Looked awesome. They showed some gameplay out, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Anything to add on that one?
No, I like how they're resetting it. Although it's weird because then Liu Kang comes in and is like, I'm the God of Fire, which is spoilers, how the last one ended.
Right.
So it's like, okay, so they're at least acknowledging. It's not like a blank slate. It's like, okay, everything happened and this game is about resetting the universe, basically.
Yeah, my understanding, I think he was talking about this on stage. He was like, he's the God of Fire, and he created this new universe.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I was scrubbing through trying to
And I think it's a brilliant move here because your Mortal Kombat fans are going to buy this regardless, and then it's like, this is aimed at people like me. So,
I mean, you saying how people freak out, like, there's going to be a time, because technically Heihachi's dead, right, in the Tekken universe.
Right.
He's going back. You cannot have Heihachi. Like, I'm sure he's in the game. So 100%. It's one of those, like, the moment they show him on stage, it's the same thing. Like, everyone's going to lose their mind and it's going to be screaming and never, like, that does get you
hyped. Yeah, sure. I just want to be a part of it. I want to be part of the group.
Yeah.
Herd mentality.
I think the only thing I love in Mortal Kombat 9, I was very good with Baraka. I really liked Baraka. And then they took him out of it.
Okay.
And that bugged me. I want him back.
Yeah, they're doing this cool thing with like the...
Dude, Kratos was in 9.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I totally lost my train of thought. They're doing the thing with cameo characters. That's like the big thing they were pushing. So that'll be interesting.
Yep. Tekken had a few of them too. Tekken had freaking the dude from Walking Dead.
What?
With the bat. Yeah, Tekken went nuts. They got the dude from Final Fantasy 15, the main character, put him in there.
Okay.
Yeah, they brought in Street Fighter was literally the dude from Akuma or whatever. Like they pulled him in. That was actually like part of the storyline.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyways, so third. So I think the first three pretty strong showing here. So speaking of Diablo, Path of Exile 2.
Yeah.
They didn't show a lot,
uh-huh.
but it did look interesting. It looked cool because it was, I think it was in-game stuff.
Yeah.
It looks better than Diablo.
Right? 4. Right? It looked pretty good.
They pulled the camera. So Diablo 4, one of my biggest gripes right now is the camera's too close.
Mm.
And there are some fights where the camera gets pulled out a little bit. I'm like, there, right there. That's how far the camera should be pulled out.
Why wouldn't they give you the option?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just want to show the detail.
Gives you an advantage.
You need to see the cosmetics that you're paying for, man.
I have to see all the blood.
Yeah, you need to see all the... or there's just so much going on that maybe your computer tanks if it can't process it. And have to keep
fair.
That. It's like a FOV.
Yeah.
Path of Exile, again, granted, they didn't show anything. But what they did show, looked very familiar. But it's weird because Path of Exile, unless... I'm forgetting it, but Path of Exile, one of my biggest complaints was the camera was too close in Path of Exile. And I was like, I like how far it is in Diablo. And now it's almost switched where either I'm forgetting Path of Exile and the camera's the same, but it looks like they pulled the camera back. It looks really good.
Yeah, it was like 30 seconds, didn't show a lot. But like, here's my kind of thought about it. It's like they think they can compete, dude. They know what they're doing.
They know they can compete.
Yeah. It's gonna be a battle here, and I'm really curious. Like, part of me thinks, like, dude, Tyler might think this game's better. Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
I'm absolutely
Tyler might be
it.
On board.
Yeah,
because like I mean, you liked Diablo 4, everything like that.
Yeah,
but it didn't. I think it's safe to say it didn't blow you away.
No, I'm actively thinking about it. Like, I know I was poo pooing it, but I think I was very very high on it last episode. So I want to kind of balance it out. And here's what I liked, didn't like, and things like that. Yeah, I got very excited seeing that. So I'm like, this looks like Diablo 3.
especially since I'm going to go through Diablo 4 now, I'm excited for that because I want to play that with you and see you know, your thoughts as a veteran.
So the interesting thing with Path of Exile was you start with nothing. Like nothing.
Which is one of Tyler's favorite tropes.
You don't pick a class.
Right.
You get what you have, you play everything, and you guide your character through abilities, through trees of whatever, like skill trees, based off of how you like playing the game.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah. Versus having to decide, I'm going to do a barbarian, and then like 50 levels in, you're like, I really don't like any barbarian. That's really cool. The only thing I didn't like about Path of Exile and a lot of action RPGs, and I think I was mentioning this to you, is like certain skills are locked behind. Like if you do that, then certain skills are locked behind. Well, you can't use this breastplate until you have 9 strength. Mm. And you only have 8.
Mm.
So like it's one of those, like you get these pieces of armor that you can't use, you can't do different things. So you have to like take it off. And like some armors buff you a certain thing. But then if you ever find something new and you swap out that armor and you lose that buff, now suddenly it's like this like cascading effect of, well, because you lost that buff, now you only have 8, which means now you can't use this sword. And now you can't use it. And like I hated that aspect of Path of Exile, and that's why I bounced off of it.
Right.
Diablo does a very, very, very good job of things that are dropping are meant for you 99% of the time. You always can equip whatever you drop or whatever drops for you. You can always just get better and better and more powerful. So we'll see how they do it. But it's a cool thing that both of them have come out. Was there a release date? Do you have a release date by chance on the Path of Exile?
I don't think there was. I can check though.
It's cool that the biggest thing with Path of Exile is it came out like a decent ways after Diablo 3. Now it's like these came out close. So like the whole argument of, well, Diablo 3 is just old. That's why it seems like dated, or that's why Path of Exile is so good or whatever. It's just like, no, they're like, they've had years and years and years to see what the other people are doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, you both came out. Let's see who wins.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just says 2024, so no.
Okay, so sure, it could be a year from then. I mean, right. Even then, that's still, I think, close enough that it's like...
Dude, I'm telling you, that. Yeah.
Diablo has a year. So let's say it comes out winter of next year.
Right.
Diablo is doing a season every quarter, which means they're going to have 2 seasons this year. So far, they could have up to six seasons under their belt by the time Path of Exile comes out.
If Diablo drops the ball, it's...
Yeah.
That's good. That's possibility.
Good. Competition...
100%.
That's awesome.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
All right. So after that, now we get some things. Street Fighter crossover X Primordial. What the hell was that? That was so weird.
Even Jeff Keighley knew. He was like, yeah, this is... ridiculous, but they wanted it.
He's
on
like,
stage.
Bet you didn't have that one on the old bingo card, mm-hmm. And it's probably fair. Next up was Dead by Daylight, Nick Cage. Okay.
Nick Cage walked out on stage.
Yeah.
It looked like it was a deep fake of Nick
Cage. He looked
Cage.
Good. He was looking young. He's looking good.
Yeah.
Strange.
Like, he looked too, like, when he was walking out initially.
Yeah.
He looked absolutely fake. And then when he was talking, it was fine. It was like, okay, this is Nick Cage. It was bizarre. I don't know what I was watching.
Whoever did the makeup for him, man,
right?
Did real good.
It's like, you have no wrinkles.
Well, he did just see that vampire movie, so he might be a vampire.
Yeah.
That might be true. I wouldn't put that past him. My little brother loves that game, Dead by Daylight. So there's a huge audience. I don't know how excited they're going to be for Nick Cage.
It's stupid.
But that's like the memes, cool. Man. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of see it. I kind of see how you fit into that. Like, just put everyone
I would
in,
love to know how much money they gave Nick Cage to just come out on stage as like a celebrity.
My God.
Keanu Reeves wins that, right?
Oh, yeah.
When maybe Henry Cavill, if he came out and started talking like that, that would
be
it.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think Henry Cavill would win because he's...
Probably.
Keanu Reeves isn't a gamer, but he's just awesome.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill's one of us.
Yes.
So, yeah, 100%. Who's the... Jason Momoa, is he the guy who's like real into D&D and stuff?
No. You're thinking Jason Momoa doesn't.
Momoa,
do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's
who am I thinking of? Long hair.
Yeah.
Well,
not anymore. I don't think of it. He was on True Blood,
but he's a big guy too. So it's like I apologize for getting you guys mixed up, but
no, yeah,
he's like a big actor too, though, right? Isn't he?
It's no Jason Momoa, but I'll look it up real quick.
Anyways, I'll keep going while you're looking that up. Sure, not a huge deal, but yeah, Dead by Daylight's kind of like the horror smash. I kind of view that as, you know what I mean?
Joe Manganiello?
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. I could picture him.
Yep.
I said Jason Momoa. There's a similarity there.
Yeah.
Nah, all right, whatever. Moving on. Next up was Witchfire, which is like a first-person shooter.
That looked cool.
It did look interesting.
Yeah.
It did look interesting. I was intrigued. But.
But.
I don't know why.
It looks too good.
Exactly. Like, yeah. This is going to be a weird comparison, but I got Atomic Heart vibes. Where it's not a similar style, but it looked like so polished and good. Like, remember the Atomic Heart trailers where we were like super hyped about it? And like, oh man, this looks amazing. This is going to be the next BioShock.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that, but it was a similar, like, I'm like careful now. I'm like, this looks too good to be true.
Yeah, 100%.
It looks so smooth.
That's a common theme throughout a lot of this presentation stuff is like a lot of these games looked like good. Like visually very, very good. And I'm like, I don't trust a single one of you.
Yeah. Like, what are they doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But cautiously interested in that one.
Yeah. It looked interesting.
Yeah. It was just like some gameplay, I think.
You get these weird things where like you have that and like you have a few other, well, you can keep talking. Maybe we'll do a conclusion at the end.
No, you're good. Next one was Remnant 2.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. So that's what I was going to mention.
Yep.
They look like there's so many like similar type of games where it's like your third person action or your first person action that mixes like magic and old school weapons and different things like that. Like one of these is going to be bad. Right, like probably, like one of these is going to like tank. One of these will be mid, and one of these will be like
probably
really good.
Most of them won't be amazing, right? Like
probably, like it's just like everything is so similar right now. It's like your Zootopia and Over the Hedge type of thing of just like it's your animal movies that all come out at the same time. One of them is going to take off. The kids are going to love it.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Maybe everything's predetermined.
Yeah,
but yeah, it seems cyclical.
Maybe it's the hats.
The hats.
Yeah, the Witch Finder or whatever it's called has like a what's it called? Who's the vampire hunter?
What?
Well, who's the guy that hunts vampires? Van Helsing.
Oh.
The Van Helsing hat, like the kind of like tall pilgrim hat type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that was in the Witch Finder, that was in the Remnant. It was like you have like this visual aesthetic that is kind of in a bunch
spreading.
Of different games you're losing what makes it like Remnant when it first came out was like, oh, this is very much your unique style. Now other people have copied it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm not excited for this one. I don't know if you played the first one. It didn't look good to me at all.
We played Remnant.
We did?
Yeah.
You and me?
Yeah.
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did. Play with Zach. Played one night.
Oh my God, we did.
Yeah, it was fun.
Why did that trailer look so much like that game looked decent?
The trailer,
like the first one, but the trailer didn't look great.
Oh yeah,
visually,
yeah. But again, I'd rather trailer not look visually good, and then it just this actually looks nice. You know,
set the expectation low. I don't
Remnant
know.
Did a like I think Remnant felt good. Like Remnant felt really really good.
No, that was actually fun. I don't know why we didn't continue it, but
it's just so many games came out.
Yeah, so. Didn't hook us, but yeah, it was unique, fun. All right, anyways, moving on. Sonic Superstars. So, updated look, but a retro feel for Sonic. It's not like a remake. It's new levels and stuff, new mechanics they were showing.
So it's not going between pixelated and non.
Not,
they were just trying to give you okay.
Not as I... Because it's not a remake, right? Like, they were showing like level one of Sonic, whatever.
Yeah.
Adventure, whatever the first Sonic is. And then... So that's what I thought at first, where it's like, oh, it's a remake, like a Combat Evolved kind of thing, where you can switch back and forth. But no, my understanding is it's totally new. Mm-hmm. And then co-op, too, which is cool. I've never been a Sonic guy.
Sonic sucks.
Whoa. All
Sonic
right.
sucks.
There you go. Let's
Sonic
go.
Is not better than Mario.
I agree.
It's not. It's not even a close thing. People are like, oh, edgy Sonic. Like, Sonic is a bad video game.
I was not
expecting that. That's my hot take. There is not, like... And I'm to be fair, Let's roll back.
No, don't be fair.
To be fair, I'm talking about your side-scrolling Sonic. Like, it is too fast and crazy to actually be fun.
Mm.
Like, yeah, if you know the path ahead of time, then you can, like, do it and kind of redo it over and over again.
You're sure, good speedrunning.
Yeah, like, find your fun, whatever.
Oh, like a Neon White, yeah.
It doesn't hold a candle. Well, Neon White, sorry.
Yeah, no.
It does not hold a candle to Mario. And I'm talking, like, pick a Mario game. It doesn't even matter. Like, Sonic, it's like, okay, Sonic Adventure, there's something there. I enjoyed some things of it. And, like,
which one's Adventure?
That's the Dreamcast one that everyone hated.
I really liked the one where, well, actually, first of all, I had Shadow the Hedgehog, which is, like, the meanest game ever. Right. I actually liked it.
Sure, yeah.
I was young. But the one I liked was, I forget what it's called, but it's the one where you had your team of three.
Okay.
And you could swap between characters, and then there were several different teams. Like, the Sonic team was Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails, and then one of the other teams was, like, Shadow, vampire bitch, and the robot.
Okay.
Anyways, like, every character had their unique skill, and then you could switch. What was that called?
Sonic Team.
Sonic Heroes? Sonic Heroes, maybe?
Sure. Yeah.
Sonic Heroes?
Sounds
Anyways,
right.
Anyways, I really like that one. That's, like, my only experience with Sonic.
Sonic sucks.
There was the Kinect game that was terrible. That's my other experience.
Kinect game. Okay, yeah, sure.
Bring back the Kinect, dude. I love Kinect sports.
Sonic and...
Okay, Tyler hates Sonic. Did we learn something today? I agree. Mario's way better. Yeah.
Like, it's not even controversial. Like, it doesn't... Like, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what Mario game.
Yeah.
It's just better.
I'm with you.
Take the best Sonic game and take the worst Mario game.
Yeah.
The Mario wins.
Agreed. Next up, Honkai Star Rail. Which was an anime style bullshit.
That was like some filler. Like, okay, sure. It looked good. It looked stylish,
dude. That those games have their audience.
Yes,
they know exactly what they're
doing. It'll be overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Sorry about that. Apologies. Next up, Lies of P.
That looks interesting. Like, I'm there for it. Yeah,
I'm not, because it's a Souls-like and I know I'm gonna hate it.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I guess I won't play it then.
The world is fascinating, so kind of a what they were describing it as, a Pinocchio-esque.
Yeah,
although, you know what, this is gonna be stupid to you, but the music they were playing, I believe, was in French.
Okay.
And Pinocchio is an Italian story, and that really bothered me.
Hey man, that's absolutely fine. Like,
you should, like, sure. There are so many Italian...
Stick to it. Yeah.
Italian music's fantastic. Take your fucking pick. Yeah. That could get in that style. Ugh, that bothered me as a musician so much.
What about the architecture? What kind of architecture was it? Because it looked like it was just, like...
I'm not an architecture guy, but I think it looked...
It didn't look French or Italian or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's the one with, like, it had some rot or, like, purple spikes coming out of things. Yeah.
There was, like, the machine type.
It just, like
monsters.
Old school.
It looked visually very good.
Yeah.
And it had that mystique and mystery
surrounding
it. Souls game.
It's
a Souls game. Yeah.
That bugs me.
Yes. Why do these kind of games, in those kind of worlds where it's mysterious and, like, has that kind of atmosphere, have to be a Souls-like combat?
Right.
It escapes me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, like, the only thing that fits.
Or
I don't know.
Maybe they'll let us play how we want to play.
Demo's out, so you can try it.
Oh, that's right.
There's a demo.
Point,
So you can give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah. So that's just, I feel like people were going to be excited about that. Next up, Sandland. This is Akira Toriyama. So, Dragon Ball Z author, Dragon Quest. So this is kind of like that kind of style. About a demon saving humanity, I guess. It takes place in a desert.
Yep.
Not doing it for me, personally. I know Dragon Quest is huge. People love Dragon Quest.
Yep.
Right? So, and I believe this is based on a manga, so could be very popular. It probably is going to be very popular in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that. Personally.
It didn't really grab me.
Like, the art style that he has is very unique, right? And it all looks the same, so, like, that kind of gets me.
Oh, it looked like Dragon Ball Z.
100%. Yeah. So I'm always like, oh, this is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Which, like, I know he's one of the goats, dude. Like, I have respect for him. I love Dragon Ball Z, but it's, like, it's hard for me to, like, not see that.
Yeah.
But it's the environment they're in, too. It's like this desert, I got this kind of like...
I don't want to play Borderlands again.
Like, yeah, but like,
yeah.
If it's Borderlands, you need that... Like, those are just so clashing styles.
Yeah.
Like, Dragon Quest, the fantasy, I can see that. That mm-hmm. kind of style fits in that realm. Yeah. But the, like, deserty survival kind of deal is, like, so clashing. I don't know. Maybe it's just a me thing. Whatever. So that was that. Next up, Throne and Liberty. I believe this is an MMO, and I think the trailer was very misleading because it looked...
Do you have a picture of it?
No.
Okay, never mind. Keep going.
Sorry, I can pull it up real quick just to remind you.
No, I just ran through them and I was like, I didn't
Throne
remember
and Liberty.
That one.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, you can look it up while I'm talking about it. But anyways, I believe it's an MMO, and I think the trailer was kind of misleading because it looked really great, but I think it was, I don't know if it was like CGI or like pre-rendered or something.
Then
I think they snuck in some of the. Because I'm like, this looks amazing. Like, they had these huge battles, these huge monsters. And I'm like, there's no way an MMO can look this good, though.
Yeah, but that's how Black Desert Online was, where, like, it actually looks fairly good. Like, I'm looking at screenshots now.
Yeah, but I want to see the combat. And I think they snuck in, like, a few pieces of combat into the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's the MMO. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can... MMO combat is going to be a certain way, right?
Yep.
It's never going to be a single player action combat kind of experience.
No, you're not going
you're sacrificing.
Like, everything your moves will not feel like they're connecting. It will
You have to sacrifice something to get that kind of feel. The large scale, the millions of players, whatever. So I don't care about that because it has my least favorite word letters, MMO. So I'm sure I'm curious like what Nate or someone who likes MMOs is like, you know, are they, is that even on their radar? Right.
Probably.
We need an MMO expert.
I can't weigh imagine
in. Next up, Party Animals, which is like
Gang Beasts. Yeah.
It's another one of those fun with your friends. Right. I'm not super excited about that, but something to do, you know, if that goes on sale, it's a good party game.
That's on. I thought that was on Game Pass.
Maybe I was trying to only do like new trailers and stuff, but yeah. I might have.
Well, what I'm saying is like I thought that game's been out for like a year now.
You might be right. Yeah. You might be right. You know what? Now that I think about the trailer, it was literally just streamers playing it.
Yeah.
So you're probably 100% right about that. So whoops. But yeah, they showed that. Next up was Crash Team Rumble.
Yeah.
Like Crash Bandicoot. I've never been a big Crash guy, so it's like I'm not.
Look, Crash is bad. Crash is a bad
round
game.
Round two. It's like, preach, it's, Tyler. It's
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Of PlayStation. And Spyro's Mario.
Crash is a bad game.
Is Spyro Mario in this example?
Yeah, Spyro's better than Crash. Yeah. Damn straight.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. Next up, Alan Wake 2.
Yeah, see,
I didn't pay attention to this very much.
It's the exact same thing they showed at PlayStation.
I think they were talking about this was actually one of the longer segments.
They had the dude come out and everything.
Yeah,
and
I found myself kind of fast forward. Like just to be transparent with the audience here, I'm just not excited for this.
It has its
audience
following. I just think Control was great.
Okay.
They need a Control 2 before they need an Alan Wake 2.
Yeah. I mean, they keep telling me that people were excited for this game. Like just like people are excited, but it's like I don't see it. I hope people are getting what they want. Man.
And it's gonna come out and it's gonna get like a 98, and then we're gonna have
no
to play
way.
It and we'll
are you serious?
It out. No, I don't think so.
I don't think it gets a mighty
79.
79.
It's my guess.
That's a blue. No, it's a purple.
No, I think it's
purple. Getting at the lower end of purple though.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not. Maybe that's middle purple. I put it in the low 80s, maybe purple.
Yeah,
as well, but. And when we say purple and blue, we're talking about Open Critic. By the way.
By the by.
Okay, so now the next one got my attention again. Space Marine 2.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks great. Excited for that. Three-player co-op.
Yeah.
So we can play together on that. And I think we have to include the research department in there because
I figure that's
this
a
is
fair.
Right now. He's sending me Space Marine stuff every day or Warhammer stuff every day. So I feel like it's a fair shake.
Sure.
excited for that. Looks good. They're adding Tyranids, which is cool, which is Zerg equivalent for those not familiar with Warhammer. It's going to be fun, man. I liked the first one quite a bit. So
40K is way more interesting than just Warhammer.
Yeah, the fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, fantasy, you're competing with a lot.
Yeah.
Sci-fi, you're still competing with some, not as much. But you can get crazier with sci-fi, whereas fantasy, you have like the rule book. You kind of got it.
Like, you know, you have your tropes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Like, the Warhammer lore is fucking wild.
My brother-in-law is super into that stuff.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I know, like, very minimal.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, like, the good guys, quote-unquote, like the Space Marines and the, I think they're called the Imperium. They have, like, an emperor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're always saying for the emperor. The emperor, and like the emperor's like this super magic guy. He's like this god, but he's like super injured. They have to like sacrifice. I could be totally wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure they sacrifice like 40,000 people a day to keep him alive.
Yikes!
Yeah, it's like like crazy shit.
Yeah,
it's so bonkers. So if you like that, like stuff,
I want to get into it. It's just like with all the books and everything, there's just so much out there that's like it's hard to pick a. Oh, here, this is where you start.
I used to play like the tabletop game. I really enjoyed that.
Well, they have a new one out, right? Like, they just came out with a new like role set or
something. Yeah. But that's the problem, right? Like they come out with that semi-frequently. That you have to learn a new system. You got to buy it. It's so expensive. Mm-hmm. That's where it really gets me.
My brother-in-law, I talk with him. Like we text each other maybe like 10 times a year.
Okay, right? Nice.
And yeah, like he's already texted me like 4 or 5 times about like Bolt Gun just came out. Like all these Warhammer games coming out. He loved it. But if you like Warhammer, you like Warhammer.
Oh, yeah. This is a great time to be a Warhammer fan. Right? Like, there are a ton of things.
And they're all, like, fairly good.
Yeah.
Like, they're either, like, middling or, like, hey, this is actually good.
Yeah. I haven't checked out the other ones, but this one's a must. So,
I love the first one, so I'm
there. Oh, dude, the first one's great. Yeah. I'm excited. Okay, moving on. Next one was an interesting one. Yes, Your Grace, Snowfall.
I think that's a sequel.
Interesting.
To Yes, Your Highness.
Yes, Your Highness. Interesting. Don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's a narrative kind of experience with like very choice dependent, like, right?
Yep.
Pixelated. Which, hey, you know me. Right up my alley. I like making choices.
Yeah.
Pixelated, yeah. Which is, look, I'm there for it, man. I'm there for it. I like that kind of style. I like that kind of gameplay. Yeah. So I was interested.
The first one wasn't bad. I think it was one of those things where like your choices actually do matter, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So. No, multiple endings, choices, dialogue options.
Yep.
That's you're in. Me in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Next up was Toxic Commando by John Carpenter. John Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Snooze fest for me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, I don't know if that's. Like, they're saying this guy's name, like, I'm supposed to know who that is. I don't.
This is a horror guy.
I don't give.
He did something on the PS3, I think.
Okay.
That was also a zombie game, I think.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure.
Tyler, I'm so exhausted by zombies.
Yeah.
I need, like, a decade without a zombie game.
So here's the thing.
And then it might refresh.
I was excited because I thought it was going to be a top down zombie game where it's almost like a twin stick shooter game type of thing. And I'm like, that could be cool where you're like building your bases and it's like a
like those,
almost like a zombies Call of Duty, but like top down and like you're like trying like to fortify.
Like those mobile ads?
Kind of, but like
but good. Actually, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got excited for that, but then they had a couple shots in the trailer where it is top down. I'm like, that's actually cool.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh no, this is first person and you're just shooting a bunch of zombies. It's like, nah, dude,
I'm good. Bored by this trailer, Tyler. I'm like so unexcited for it. So,
yep.
Sorry. Any John Carpenter fan? Is that his name, John Carpenter?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then next up, this is kind of funny. Baldur's Gate 3.
Yep.
Which I'm very excited for as a D&D guy, of course. Uh-huh. And I'm like in a very D&D mood right now. We've been playing a lot and stuff. So I'm very excited for that. Mm-hmm. They kind of showcase. Do you know this voice actor? I probably should, but. Did you watch this one?
I did. I didn't know who it was because he had like a hat and glasses on.
So yeah, yeah. Who it was. he's very good. I mean,
yeah.
So I'm sure I probably should know him. I probably know some of his characters, but they were kind of showing this new villain. There's another villain.
Oh, was
villain.
He the villain?
Okay. I think that's what they said, and he's got like this.
Do you have his name?
I don't. I should have. I apologize. Yeah. But they were kind of showcasing that. They were kind of showcasing this villain as well. So do you remember one of the other like game awards, or it was like a Baldur's Gate 3 trailer thing, and they showed this thing at the end where this guy comes out of a chest and everyone was like,
yeah,
no
yeah.
response.
Yeah, because it was
nobody
from,
knew.
Yeah,
no one exactly. knew. They did the same thing again.
No one knows Baldur's Gate.
They show this guy right at the end of the trailer, like a big reveal, and this crowd is just silent again. Bro, it's so funny.
Care.
I yeah. felt so bad though. It's like, dude, they're really trying to like hit the nostalgia here, but it's like not landing.
I'm trying to find it now because like J.K. Simmons is on there.
Yeah.
Matt Mercer, which shocker.
Oh yeah. But I'm excited for the game, dude. I mean, who's doing it? Larian, right?
Yep.
Is that the studio?
Yep. Yeah.
And they did Divinity. I know we never beat it because Tyler's scarred for life, but
yeah, I'm never gonna
we should play. Dude, that's one of the top rated games of all time.
Divinity, yeah.
And on Uber Credit. I'm excited for that game, so okay, next up, Spider-Man 2. So we got a release date. I just wanted
October 20th.
I think so.
Yeah.
I didn't write it down. I should have wrote it down some more details, but
that's again, don't hold me to that. I think October 20th.
Yeah. So he came out. He was talking about like some of the stuff there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's a unique take on Venom. So I thought that was interesting. It's not based on anything that we've seen before. Not Eddie Brock or
People were saying it's gonna be Harry Osborn.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But wasn't that a comic? Wasn't that like a storyline?
Here's the thing: when people say unique take, No, it's not. They thought the what was it? The Arkham Knight in Batman Arkham Knight was a unique take.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like no, it's not. No, you just took a character, changed his name, and then reverted back to that character. That's not a unique take.
No. Okay, I gotcha.
So sure, yeah, maybe unless freaking. Did Kraven ever get the Venom suit? Here's the thing. I bet every character
has had Venom
suit. Yeah. So, whatever.
It's probably a comic where they all turn into Venom.
Yeah.
The symbiote just takes over the world.
Unless Batman shows up in this Spider-Man game in a Venom suit.
That'd be the craziest.
I'm not going to be surprised.
That'd be the craziest thing to ever happen.
Unless Aunt May is resurrected in a Venom suit, I'm not going to be surprised.
Oh, my God.
That's looks cool, though.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. That's this year, dude. And we have to play that because that's going to be – this is kind of a stacked year. Not even kind of. This is a stacked year.
I need to know what Xbox – like Xbox, theoretically, Starfield will be its killer title. So you have Spider-Man, you have Starfield, and you have Zelda.
Zelda. You think that'll be the big three?
That is every major publisher coming out with their
– Was there any other PlayStation game this year that was big?
PlayStation that was big?
Yeah. Horizon was last year, right?
Horizon was last year. Yeah. I mean, they did the DLC.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it was...
I would say Spider-Man is
it's
probably
it's got to be Spider-Man. Yeah. Okay. That's a big three.
Yeah.
Starfield is in last place by a mile right now.
Well, it depends who you talk to. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be surprised who has more hype, because the other two have proven track record. I mean, it's not Starfield's fault, but it's like...
Yeah, but...
You guys haven't put anything good out.
Track record... Oh, yeah, I mean...
In a while.
Bethesda?
Yeah.
What?
What's the last great game they put out?
I mean, it's Skyrim, Fallout,
Fallout 4 was not great.
It got,
you're saying it's better than New Vegas, though?
Fallout 4?
Yeah.
I think, generally speaking, people like...
That's a wild take, in my opinion.
You don't think Fallout 4 had a higher score than New Vegas?
I will bet you any amount of cheeseburgers you want on that. Absolutely not.
I'll bet you cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger? Yeah. Done. I mean, there's no way. New Vegas is...
We're going to have to do Metacritic because I think this is pre...
I won't bet a cheeseburger on this, but I am willing to bet that 3 did better than 4 in terms of score.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
4 was not...
PC reviews? Is that going to be the...
I guess.
All right. So 84?
For Fallout 4? Okay. Yeah. Great.
Vegas Metacritic.
And we're waiting for the score.
Yeah.
The suspense.
Yep.
This is a podcast.
84.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it user or critic?
Well, okay, fine. User score 8.9 for for that.
Yeah.
5.6. But user score has 9,400 for Fallout 4.
Yeah.
And only 5,500 for Vegas.
Wait, so it's a 5.4 for four?
The user score.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could tank it. Like, how many people tanked it? Because wasn't this when they were trying to come out with all their, like, sleazy...
76 bullshit?
Well, it was 76 stuff. They had their paid mods that was coming out. Like,
dude, ask any Fallout fan what the best Fallouts are, and 4 is not first in anyone's mind.
Or
in
most people's mind. I'm pretty sure Miranda would disagree with you.
That's interesting. I would be curious as to why...
I could feel that way. She'd have to ask her. I could be putting words in her mouth. I don't know.
My understanding was, and I'm not like super insanely well versed in the Fallout series, but I've played them, is that New Vegas is the best.
See, New Vegas, that was so buggy when it first came out.
Yeah, but that's every game.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, they're used to that.
Look, we'll see. I mean, this is.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm wrong, but. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I just went down this huge...
Starfield. Big three, yes.
Starfield. So, yeah. Skyrim was great.
Yeah.
When it released 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying Bethesda has released just dog shit, but, like, what was their most recent thing? Wasn't it 76? Wasn't Fallout 76, like, their most recent thing?
For that team, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. It turned it around.
Sure.
By adding NPC.
Wow. Imagine that, Tyler. NPCs to Fallout games.
Yeah. I don't even know if that was... I'm probably wrong. I don't think
that was the same studio. Okay, let's say Fallout 4, middle of the road, and that's like their last thing.
Yeah.
You're comparing Spider-Man and Breath of the Wild. It's their last projects.
Okay, well, look.
So it's like...
Here's the thing.
They are ahead. My point is they are ahead because... The recent track record is by far better.
Spider-Man was a very good game.
Great.
They could also bite off way more. Like, the problem you run in with those games is it's like it's just bigger. So like even Spider-Man, it's like, hey, this is like triple the size of our last game. It's like, yeah, but your last game was like too big. Like, it was too long. Like, you did too many things where like people were praising Miles Morales because it was shorter. And tighter and better paced and things like that. And now you're going to like go the opposite direction and make it giant. So like, I'm just saying like, I agree with you. Spider-Man will probably be fantastic, but it's not like there's not room for error or
sure.
They couldn't kind of screw that up.
Look, I'm not saying that Starfield might be better. I'm saying in terms of like where I would put them at right now, we've seen Starfield too.
It looks like shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Zelda's in first place because the game is out and it is amazing reviews.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's in second place just because I think
what we've seen of Spider-Man looks way better than Starfield. Yeah.
And then what we've seen of Starfield didn't look good.
No, it was running at like in third place by a mile. Frames.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't know. That was a long rant, but that's kind of where my head's at.
Phil Spencer said that we would get confirmation.
Phil Spencer said that this game's not going to save them.
Yeah, well, again, he's just trying to get a $70 billion company merged.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said that we will get a definitive answer on what the Starfield frame rate will be on console.
Yeah.
Gotta be 30.
Tomorrow?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Because we're recording this Saturday?
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, look, I hope it's good. Like you said, competition is great. For the gaming industry, right? It just pushes everyone to the next level. So
I just think that it's like,
I hope it's great.
Every studio will be like, okay, we're like Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, they all put out a game. Sure.
Yeah.
But I think this year we're like, you know, Nintendo is putting out like their banger. Like Sony is putting out their banger. Like Sony, like maybe if it was like a God of War, like now, but like
I think
Spider-Man is, I think, a bigger... encompassing thing. Like people that didn't like God of War would still like play Spider-Man, you know.
That's a good point. Spider-Man has been Sony's like ace in the hole for a very long time.
Yeah.
But like I wouldn't say it's their ace pitcher.
Well, I mean, what would you put above that? Because it wouldn't be Horizon or God of War.
And right now?
Yeah.
Right now, it'd be God of War, I'd say.
You think?
Yeah.
Like mass market, though?
That's tough. Yeah, maybe you get more sales through Spider-Man. Because, yeah, Spider-Man's just like... Yeah. So you might be right.
Spider-Man might be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. I mean, it's wider.
I just think you're going to get like my nephew would play Spider-Man. I don't think he's playing God of War.
Well, let's not forget Hogwarts came out this year, which is even bigger than all of them.
That sucks for Hogwarts, right?
Right? They're going to get buried.
Yeah. There's not even hope for the game of the year on that.
In our game of the year discussion, I will be defending Hogwarts hard. Like, I can see this right now because you're not super passionate about it, and I don't think it's the greatest game of all time.
Hogwarts is great. It's not game of the year.
What it did, though, is
yeah,
we're gonna get there, but for what it like the, it's games like that where the hype is at the highest mm-hmm. possible and it does well, I give so much respect to.
Yeah,
because like
Hogwarts is a solid video game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a conversation for a different day. I know we strayed a little bit there, but I think this year is stacked, and it's unfortunate because, like...
Yeah, I mean, Jedi Survivor.
Like, Spider-Man...
Should be in the conversation.
...is another one of those games that just finds itself in a year that gets buried. The last time Spider-Man 1 came out, it went up against God of War and Red Dead 2.
Yeah, but that's Sony's fault at that point. Sure. You know, like, take that. But
that's fair. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But, like, you're not going to win. It got third place. So, anyways, next up is we're in the last little bit here. So this was very interesting. Called Pal World, absolute Pokemon ripoff.
Yeah,
give them guns.
Yeah,
that sounds kind of incredible. Actually,
I'm here for it.
Very interesting.
Like Nintendo is squandering Pokemon like it's going out of style. Like another, over and over and over.
Yeah,
like. You don't deserve it anymore. Like, fumbling let somebody else take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar to, like, the Diablo thing, although I don't think Diablo is fumbling.
Yeah.
But, like...
But it's like, you gotta be... You can't just sit on your laurels.
No.
Like, you can't...
They'll snatch you up, man. Yep. Like, I kind of want to play that.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
Temtem was great.
It like looked like such a Pokemon ripoff, though.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Cassette Beast came out this year.
Yes.
It was, like, a Pokemon-like.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Pokemon rip.
Cassette Beast is close, but at least it has its own aesthetic, and it's like, okay, there's like, you can see kind of what they're doing, and it's actually pretty interesting. Cassette Beast is interesting. It's just not for me.
Right, right.
But yeah, this one is like,
I was like, wait, isn't that a Pokemon? Like, I was like doing like, double takes, but I was like,
that's Pikachu.
Yeah. Anyways, really interested in that. Next up, Lord of the Rings Return to Moria.
Yeah.
Looks terrible.
Yeah, I keep going back and forth on this because I think the concept of we're all dwarves and we build like our fortress or something
that
could be really cool.
Yeah.
But the gameplay looks so bad.
It might be Gollum like recency bias too, where like Lord of the Rings has been tainted for me right now.
Yeah. It's like the Lord of the Rings is the opposite of Warhammer, where everything Lord of the Rings that's come out has been just trash.
Ruining it. Yeah.
Like you were devaluing the brand hardcore from the Amazon TV show down to Gollum.
Just leave it alone, man. Yeah. Just still the best movie. So, man. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I mean, I'm with you on that. I'm like, bleh.
But that's my type of game.
Like, yes,
that is literally what's the one I kept trying to get you to play?
OG Fortnite.
OG Fortnite.
Yeah,
exactly.
Forget.
That's what I want to play.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's the what's the dwarves and you go under Deep Rock Galactic. Yeah.
My brother has that game. He was playing it. I was like,
a lot of people play it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like that's the type of game I'm looking for. But maybe something a little persistent. And this just looked bad. Like it didn't
look good.
Yeah.
Look good.
Maybe we'll be eating our words later, which good.
I
would hope so.
Bar's low, right?
Yeah.
Although I will say the bar was low for Gollum and that did worse. Worse.
They somehow smashed into the bar and then
the bar fell on their neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next up. So I didn't include any of the mobile game stuff, but I did include this cause I've, this has been on my radar for a long time.
Did you include the Taco Bell announcement?
For what?
The Final Fantasy Taco Bell announcement.
Yeah. Well, this is what this led into.
Okay. Continue. Yeah.
I actually remember
I was dying. I was laughing so hard. Oh my God.
That was good. People were not happy.
Nope.
Sorry. No, you're good. This one was FF7 Ever Crisis.
Yep.
So this is like their mobile game that they're putting out, which is like a gacha game. But it runs through the original compilation of Final Fantasy. So like Final Fantasy VII, all the same dialogue, all the same things, just updated graphics. So this is like kind of the remaster that people or remake people kind of were looking for.
Weird.
Because it's like not, but it's weird because like you run around in these like, what is it called? Chibi kind of sprites or whatever. Kind of like the original game or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when you get into the combat, it looks like the same sort of engine as like the remake. So interesting. I'm fascinated, but the fact that it's a mobile game like kills my hype.
Yeah, they're gonna bleed money out of it somehow.
If it was on Steam, though, it'd be so like I would be totally into that.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, it has like this is gonna be a huge moneymaker for them. Like you have Tifa running around in different costumes. Like again, they know what they're doing.
Yep.
They're gonna make money.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting. Okay. Next up, Banish.
But then he's gonna like they were talking about like Final Fantasy. Everyone starts cheering. He's like, no. And then he starts doing like a Taco Bell ad or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if you order a burrito.
People were just like yelling. Like it was so cringy. It was like hilarious. I was dying.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, that was awesome. Next up is Banishers Ghost of New Eden.
Yeah, they showed that already.
Right.
Which was also playing into that joke because he's like, okay, so now let us show you something we've already shown you.
Yeah. This one was...
It looked fine.
Is this the one with the dude and his wife's like a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I was remembering right. Yeah, it looked fine.
It really looked a lot like Forspoken, and I don't know why.
Oh,
that's, it gave me the same vibe. Like I felt like the graphics were like the same.
Yeah,
it just looked similar to me.
Yeah, what a terrible game! Yeah. My God. Next up is Like a Dragon stuff, which I've never gotten to the Yakuza games. Yeah,
either. And everyone loves them.
Everyone loves them, and I wanted to try this year, but I'm so behind. It's like I'm not even gonna get to it.
And like, which one would you actually go with? Because like, technically, some of them are different, like storylines or like different, even like mechanics and stuff.
I feel like I'm too far gone, to get into that at this point. But I don't know.
Well, imagine playing one Yakuza game and being like, this isn't for me, and then you just don't think you like Yakuza games.
Yeah,
and then like another game is completely different.
Right,
it might be awesome.
Those games are so wild too and wacky. I mean, people love them, right? Like you said, I don't know. So. I don't have much to say about it.
Yep.
Next one was Under the Waves.
Looks neat.
Yeah.
That's like a my type of game.
That's a you type. Yeah. I was going to say that. That is not a me type of game.
Yeah. That's like just kind of like explore.
Chill.
You know, indie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Next up was Fae Farm. Just like a Animal Crossing kind of thing. And again, this is not a me game.
Well, the big deal with that is it's on PC now too.
Right. So this was a game that was already out. Yeah. Coming to PC.
So the fact that it's PC is like, oh, now you get Animal Crossing on PC type of thing versus just like Nintendo cornering it where like, it's only on Nintendo and so is Animal Crossing. So at that point, why wouldn't you just get Animal Crossing? But like,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
You think this is them maybe dipping their toe in the water, see what the response is. Animal Crossing eventually comes to PC.
No, because I don't think Nintendo made that game. So what I'm just saying like it's
just talking out my butt then.
Maybe.
But it was just on Nintendo, right?
I think it was only I don't think it's out yet. I just think it was only announced for Nintendo.
And now
they announced it for PC. If I'm understanding that correctly.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't. After that was Wayfinders. I don't have a note for this one, so I'm totally blanking on what this one was.
Boring is this is a perfect example of this looks like every other cartoon. Like this looked like Dauntless, this looked like Fortnite, this looked like every other cartoon-esque thing of like you are going to lose whatever makes you special in there. And I hope I eat my words. I hope it takes off and everyone loves
this. What's this one? You'll have to remind me. I'm sorry.
There's like it looks like there's like a knight in there and like a thin girl with I don't know knives or whatever. It almost looks like Overwatch styling. It's very cartoonish, bright.
Yeah. I kind of remember this. Yeah, so forgettable.
Wayfinder is such a boring name. Like it's just there's nothing unique about it.
Yeah. They were doing a lot of like mobile stuff at this point in the show, yeah. which was like, I was like scrubbing through it because I did not give a shit about that. So
they announced this during Not E3 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But. Lisfunga was next. Do you remember that one?
No.
I have to look that one up because I don't remember that one. Like I said, dude, there were a lot of mobile apps at this point and my brain was like shutting off. Let me just look it up real quick. Yeah, Lisfunga. Just looking up to get a...
Just like a screenshot of it.
Nothing's coming up. Lisfunga. Did I...
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the thing that looks like Hades?
Is it?
Maybe. Is it like... It's a name, and then it's like... I don't know, ghosts of whatever. Is there a subtitle to it?
I don't know. I'm like totally...
There's a... I hope it is, because that actually looked awesome.
Was that the one with the girl?
Yeah.
No, that's like the time stuff. That's oh, it is. It is.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
yes,
what
yes,
I mean.
Yes. Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that looks sick.
Yep. I'm sorry, dude. I'm like totally getting this messed up. Okay, now that you say it, yeah. So it's the girl. Yes. Hades kind of art style.
Yeah, top down isometric.
Time kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So probably a mechanic where you can go back in time or like you can split yourself or something, right? So that's always a unique mechanic to like solve those kind of things. So yeah, that actually did look good. Yes.
It looked fantastic. Yes. I mean, they have...
I wouldn't say that.
Huge.
Looked good. Looked good.
Oh, really? I thought it looked great.
I thought it looked good.
All right.
I
could be projecting Hades feels to that, and I'm just so excited to play that. But yeah, maybe, but... All
right. Yeah, and then the next one after that was I'm just pulling it up in the show. So, yeah, Lisfunga. That's what it's called.
Yeah, and what's the subtitle?
The Time Shift Warrior.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I probably should have included that. It would have gave
also
me a nice hint.
Also boring as heck, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we need to step up on the naming conventions.
Yeah.
Anyways, after that was Immortals of Avium, which we saw. That's kind of first person magic slinger thing.
Again, I'm tentatively excited to play that.
Yeah,
I know you were kind of like not super
I wasn't super hot. We'll see. That might be like, let's see what the score is, and then I might try it out depending. But yeah, they showed more of that. I don't know.
Again, that's a perfect example of that looked real good.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were down on it when we talked about it last time because they showed it during PlayStation. I feel like we just talked about it.
We definitely just talked about it, but I don't think I was down on it. Like, I want to play it.
Okay.
My whole thing that I'm worried about is it's like, is this going to be as good as Doom?
Right. Which it won't. But
who knows?
One can hope.
Maybe.
I don't think so. Doom's really good.
Yeah.
Doom's really good. Yeah. All right. Two more things. Fortnite.
Yep.
Season 4.
Woo.
Transformers.
Yeah.
They're just collecting all the Infinity Stones at this point.
I'm shocked that Transformers isn't already part of that. I thought it was.
Right?
Yeah.
I see Optimus Prime and like he's not already in it. Like that's
tiny little Optimus Prime running.
That's what's more surprising, that he wasn't already in it. I totally agree with that.
In some form or fashion. Like I'm not saying you can run around as him, but like it's shocking to me that he's not like an NPC somewhere or they didn't already pull that in.
Yeah. Like part of the map or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get to the grand finale here.
Yep.
So Final Fantasy VII.
I like his Rebirth. Like, the rumors were true, and then people started just losing their mind.
Shit. Yeah. Although, it could have been a lot of things. I mean, it wasn't
super
obvious what it was, but I'm curious. You go first. I'm curious what you thought of this trailer. It was decently long.
Intro was cool.
Yep.
I liked it. I think it looked good. Did we see Red 13 in the remake?
Yeah.
Why don't I just not remember
he comes in
him.
At the end when we're in Shinra headquarters because he's like a lab experiment.
Yeah.
So we only get him for the very end
for
of the game.
End. Okay.
So that's probably why. And he's not a playable character in that. He's kind of like a
combo
kind of dude.
Yep.
In the first one.
I thought it was cool. I don't love his voice.
Red 13?
Yeah.
That's Saitama.
Yeah. I don't love his voice.
I love that voice actor. He's great.
Well, I should say I don't love his voice in the trailer.
Interesting. I mean, he had a decent amount of dialogue
in
the first one, so I don't remember him saying that.
I think, unless I'm mixing things up, I think I liked him more in Advent Children or the movie or whatever. I think his voice was
Yeah. I don't remember who voiced him there, but
it was just it was a little gruffer. Like it just seemed like it fit a little bit better.
Okay.
Anywho, I thought it looked fine. I thought it looked good. Like I shouldn't say fine. It looked very good. Like graphically, it looked great. It looked very open. I like that because like you were very very contained in that initial game. So the fact you can kind of run around is pretty cool. I'll be interested to see how far you get in it. Yeah. Like what? Like is this just the second? It's on two discs apparently. Like which? What does that even mean? Anymore.
No idea.
Is it like a 200 gig download?
Probably.
So yeah, I don't know. I think overall cool. I don't know if we really got much out of that trailer. Like it was a long trailer, but did you really glean anything from that short of like, I don't think they like did anything different than the game.
I'm super into this, so I gleaned a lot from it, but as a casual observer, probably not maybe as much. I will say the one of the biggest things is, so if you look at the original game, this is such a pivotal moment, the second game, because, like you said, the first part of the original game is in Midgar, where very linear, very contained, and it's like, oh, this is just another, you know, Final Fantasy, whatever. It's like a different take on it, whatever. Yeah. And then you get out of Midgar, and it's like the world is, it's open world game. It's like, that's the crazy kind of mind-bending moment from my understanding.
Okay.
So that's this, and so it's like a tough position to be in because like it looks amazing graphically.
Yeah.
But when you have open worlds, you have to make sacrifices. So I'm really curious to see how they're going to do it. But from what I saw, it looked incredible.
Yeah. I mean, do they confirm it's open world? Or is it like, no, it just looks like it's open world?
They say, you know, I don't know. They say all the usual stuff like, there's a lot to explore. It's bigger. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? They didn't say it is open world.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have to because the OG fans are not going to be happy otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, you hit all the, like you could pull story points from kind of what you were seeing.
Yeah.
With like the planets and Tifa like running up to Sephiroth and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's all original. I mean, it opened. Yeah. I thought it opened very interestingly. Where they're just all dead.
Yeah.
So that's like indicating the other timeline thing.
Were they dead? I thought they were just like hurt.
No, I think they were dead. I think what's going to happen is that's Zack's timeline.
What?
Yeah, don't you remember at the end of the game where Zack, the black hair dude, is alive, which isn't supposed to happen.
Was he alive?
Yeah.
I thought it was like... Well, maybe I'm not remembering this correctly then.
Yeah, he's alive. But in a different like timeline is what it kind of alludes to. Because the whole point of the original, you played the original, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like Zack's dead, that's why Cloud's the way he is.
Yeah.
So that's like the whole point. Uh-huh. So now that Zack's alive elsewhere, I don't know. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I'm just speculating, but I thought it was really interesting. So I'm... They were following the story beats. It's like, oh, yeah, here's all the original stuff. But then they just throw in these little scenes where it's like, oh, yeah, they totally fucked everything with the like the end. And the
well, that was the whole like metaphor of like Barrett getting, quote unquote, killed.
Yeah.
And then didn't. But it was like, hey, anything can happen, like type of thing. So like, I get it.
Well, that's the that was the point of the first one, like the plot ghosts. Which everyone hated. I actually didn't mind, but I don't know.
It was like, if you didn't know what they were trying to go for or what that meant, I don't think it didn't help anything.
Right.
I understand what they were doing. So like, I can respect it. I just didn't like it.
Sure. I thought it was an interesting take. And the fact that they're dead now, it's like, uh-oh. Because remember, that's the only thing that kept Barrett alive was the plot ghost. Yeah. So it's like, uh-oh. We don't have that anymore.
I mean, clearly I did not watch this trailer correctly then.
No. I think you totally did. I think you're watching it from a totally different... Like, I'm super hyped for this game, and I'm like, I don't know. I really enjoyed the first one, so...
I'll play through it. I have to. Like, I just think it's going to be wild how you're going from, like, game to game, and it's just not... I'm very curious in the cohesiveness of it.
In what aspect? Like...
like mechanics. Mechanics. How, you know, if it's truly open world, how does that factor into everything? Mm. The stuff that you end the game with on the first game, can you bring that over? Because you would assume that that should affect sure. things. Yeah. Like, because by the time you're in, you know, the second disc or whatever, like, okay, like you're more powerful. Yeah. Like you should
yeah.
be at a certain point.
Right.
So how do they figure all that stuff out? That'd how do they let people yeah. just jump in from the second game, you know, if they didn't want to play through the first one and, right. and stuff? Like, there's yep. just a lot of questions that, like, you know, you said, like, you're going to have to sacrifice certain things. You're going to have to figure stuff out.
Yep.
It's a lot.
I'm with you. It's going to be difficult. So,
yeah. But hey, people got their. Did they yeah. give a date for that?
Winter, early next year. Early next year. Yeah, which I is mean, coming up. Yeah.
They got their.
Tyler, I am so excited for this game. It's crazy. So, I don't know. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was it. That was the Summer Games Fest, the first show.
What do you think total? Do you think better than PlayStation? Ooh, same?
Better than PlayStation. I think they had more heavy hitters than PlayStation, actually.
It seemed a little bit more
yeah.
exciting.
PlayStation, I thought was solid,
mm-hmm.
but correct me if I'm wrong, I think they showed a lot of stuff that we saw before in PlayStation, or that we knew was coming. There wasn't really any surprises.
Yeah, there wasn't any like big, like, oh, I can't believe that.
Like,
this
the
is...
big reveal at the end, for example, was Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
We knew it was happening, but you finally got to see it,
yeah.
which is cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Comparable, but yeah. I probably enjoyed Summer Games Fest a little bit more.
I think the one thing too is how long was PlayStation? Like 40 minutes?
Yeah, way shorter.
Yeah, not almost, an hour.
Like an
and 40
hour
minutes.
Less. Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
I could give PlayStation the win just from that. But
absolutely. Hey,
like, do you really need Nick Cage to be on stage for 20 minutes yeah, talking through exactly. his horror love or whatever?
God. Anyways,
we'll see. We'll see Microsoft tomorrow.
Yep.
Kind of see what they pull out. Like they, I know we talked about this after PlayStation, but I'm very excited to see like
pressure's on.
What do you pull out? Yeah. What if anything was adjusted to somehow right. like save face or to?
I feel like they're scrambling. Right. They're making yeah. audibles.
I hope.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
That excites me.
Yes.
If they're just like, no, we had what we had, and maybe what they have is so.
Yeah.
Dude, you can you imagine if they were just like, here's Fable, here's Halo, here's. What's it called? Oh my God, Gears of War. Gears like, of you War. Know, like, they just like, bam,
yeah,
bam,
yeah.
bam, bam, bam,
yeah,
bam,
yeah.
Like,
remember these things?
Cool.
Boom, yeah.
But when I'm really thinking about it, it's like, if they said, here's Halo, Gears of War, and Fable,
is that enough?
Yeah, like, I don't
right.
care.
Yeah.
Now, granted, let's see it. Let's see what happens and whatnot, but like, Halo didn't really end on a great note. Gears of War has been gone for a while, and the last game was solid, but also, like, cool. I'm sure Gears will be fine.
Other Gears.
Yeah.
It's not going to blow your mind.
And
like
Fable
yeah.
hasn't, like, I don't know what I could see in Fable that would get me excited for Fable. I don't think Fable's very great.
Oh.
I know people want it, so it's yeah, like, yeah. you know. Yeah. And I think they said that Starfield's going to be, obviously, like, a big showcase on that. Like, they're going to have a direct for Starfield.
Right. So it's not going to be.
I think it's during that.
During that.
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
That's big then. That's huge.
I'm 80% sure.
Well, by the time this comes out, we will know.
Yeah. Well, and then we'll talk about it.
And then we're going to talk about it. So,
yeah.
That's all we had.
That's it.
Yeah. So if you made it this far, we appreciate it. I know there's a lot of games to go through, but I think, yeah. I don't know. I want to respect what they're doing and talk yeah. through them, right? So,
I mean, it's the next year and a half of
yeah,
content.
Absolutely, right? So it is. It's a lot. It's juicy. The plump scale. Jesus. So thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. Check us out at Couch Code Games on Twitter. We're gonna have a poll up right now. Go to it. Not Wendy's. Arby's fry. McDonald's fry, what's your choice?
Yeah.
Two step into the ring, one comes out. Who do you have? They're fries. They don't actually do that.
Yeah.
You have to eat
they
them.
Could. It, they could fight.
Yeah, and there's a universe. But, and then check us out, couchcompany.games. That has everything else, all of our links. We appreciate you, again, for listening. And check us out next week. We'll be talking about Microsoft. Maybe they blew our minds right now.
Maybe.
You'll have to find out. That's it. Thanks for joining us on the couch. See you same time, same place next week. Peace.